Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Greetings, greetings, season greetings. Gemar Hatama Tovah. May be inscribed in the Book of Life for good. Shana here, here, here on the ear for this upper room of Zion. Like to just catch up right here, seeing that we got 5 days until Tabernacles, you know, Feast of Tabernacles, booths, huts, in-gathering here at the end of the year. We have this 53rd sabbatical study here for Ha'azinu, broaden the ear, give ear. Well, we have this song, this prophetic song of Moshe. All right? Also here we have one chapter, Deuteronomy chapter 32, verses 1 to 52. So let's reason on that as well. Once again, I think the live stream is on. Yes, Gemar Chatama Tova. Yes, I be sealed for good sealing. Seal up, seal up. So here, Yom HaKippurim in the season fulfilled, but still some reasonings I'd like to touch on. We didn't really zoom in on the Kol Nidra so much this season, but there's an audible we'd like to share right here to give one here right here on the Kol Nidra, something that some other Yehudis practice. And let's reason on this. What do we think about this? Is it Torah based? Is it extra? What is the Kol Nidra? Look more on that right there, but also the 53rd sabbatical for Ha'azinu. And we have one more, Vizot HaBaraka, which is the 54th, sealing up the Torah, sealing up the 5 books of Moshe, right? Sealing up the 5th book of Deuteronomy. That's for the 54th coming forward. But that's fulfilling at the fullness of the Tabernacles of the Sukkot, right? Sukkot, right? Sukkot, tabernacles, booths, huts, that in-gathering, which is that prophetic, right, of Yasher Ale Yisrael being gathered even from the 4 corners of this earthly plane. So we have the Ha'azinu, Deuteronomy chapter 32, verses 1 to 52, and also the prep, right, coming from the Yom HaKippurim, the Day of Atonement, and looking forward to the in-gathering, to the Feast of Tabernacles, Feast of Booths, Sukkot, the Feast of Huts. Right, what does it mean, Chavarim? So first things first here for this upper room, let's go up into the upper room of Zion here on the ear and in the Irit.
And when they would come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room.
Yes, I give thanks to Raz Sahar Ahad, Emerald Music, INC. Get it.
In the Christian tradition, based on Acts 1:13, the upper room was said to be the site of the Last Supper, i.e., the cenacle. But it was not the upper room found in Mark 14:15, and Luke 22:12 is the site of the Last Supper. However, the upper room in Zion, Acts 1:13, located on Mount Zion in the city of David, was the usual place where the apostles of Adonai Baruch Hu stayed in Jerusalem. And according to the Rastafari Encyclopedia, based upon Acts 2:42, as it is written, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and breaking of bread and in prayers. It was thus the first church of the Nazarene, our black master and savior, Jesus Christ, and said by many to be the first Christian church.
For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name... shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts.
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes.
From the upper room of beyond, what they beyond? Distinguishing the light seekers from the peons. Rise, lay it on us, lay upon us, knowledge that is eons. Old has it been told since the days of old, and I sit and watching the story unfold. Yeshua gave us the code, gave us the name, kept the Maui Hala Selassie, the first will reign. The opener of the book of the seven seals. Time for the gathering, it's the matter, and no, not the Vatican. Christ in his kingly character, we on that again. I'ma keep speaking the scriptures until I'm out of wind. Built on the true foundation, there's no shaking. There's no need of you hating, stop hesitating. How many of you have been waiting? In the upper room, we meeting in the upper room of Zion.
These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brethren. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room.
Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them, as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall ye return.
From the brook of life, I've got the animal in all them pot, but them a cook as far as you. What you say I do should be true. With the knife, just scorn the wicked look at life. Them got eyes with a knife, but them a joke at life. Them all that dash them with them let a look at life. Them said them want them wing to go to heaven to look for Christ. While them a bow down and a worship them images, I went keep yadding like this image, the far and ever wrong nor far. So still in me, I lead it, like privilege in all the villages to live.
So life gives praises,
for peace in finite stages. I not so fin no wages, but Babylon pledges. Them separate man and woman, lock them in a cage. Them some more sad than me to less belly. Them some more birth control and abortion for the ladies for ages.
The book of life
pages. Babylon was near and fear of, but them said to me a pharaoh. Threw them come far with the spear. Them meet to veneer like eyesight or crystal clear. You air food for the children to share. The youth need love and care. Clothes if someone wear a car where them was there. Force and money make them eye flare and live in fear. They call us sweaters, crop they treat us very wrong. Children starving, time so very long. They greed of faith and gospel, show them gluttony. Craving for more than enough. Not talk about money and religion, make them happy and prosperous. Still I see more problem and that's far for us. From birth to faith and being after us, they got crosses, sepulchres and chops for us.
Vanity.
So many gone straight for that Alice. I see more children in them get fierce, they shot them.
Still gonna kill like patriots.
Them get defeat, no fear, them weapon or them face it. Money mad, them top them little sister and them brother girl all. Chop off them father and them mother and them set them search the sky and set them search Nazareth and set them still can't find
yes, Yeshua Nadjajaya.
The book of life, Babylon one hero. When them set them me a hero. Them come far with the fair, the meat is an air. Like eyesight, the crystal clear, yeah. For the children to share. The youth need love and care. Clothes and summer wear, car with them a fair. Force and money make them eye flare and live in fair.
With an ass, it's gone, we can look at life.
Them got eyes to knife, for someone and look at life. Them all that them, let them whip them, all them who cut life. Let them want them wings to go to heaven, to look for Christ. While them a bold on and a worship them images. But the far I keep yelling like privilege. It is the first of killing it. Why they give up life privilege in all the villages to live? Watch out! Searching to find love. No earthy, she needs my love. Searching ready anytime for divine love. I need all in I am for sure.
and keep my warm. Oh, and I'll be flowing on and on, from dusk till dawn. She's the one who keeps my calm, right through the storm. So keep calm, do no wrong. I need her in my arms to hold, just for warmer when she's cold. Be by your side, so brave and bold. Oh, I'll be in full high charge. Lightning flash and thunder roll. Let's get close, now we've got the time to show. Just in case you have never been told, you to know, girl, you've heard more than money and gold. I need a ring, I yours to charm and keep my warm. Oh, and I'll be flowing on and on.
And how do we keep our balance? That I can tell you in one word. Tradition! Of our traditions, we've kept our balance for many, many years. Here in Anatevka, we have traditions for everything. How to sleep, how to eat, how to work, how to wear clothes. For instance, we always keep our heads covered and always wear a little prayer shawl. This shows our constant devotion to God. You may ask, how did this tradition get started? I'll tell you. I don't know.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians, the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians, children of the Ethiopians?
I don't have to take this crap. I am an angel, and I was sent here to help you, nigger.
Nigger? That's the way a Jewish angel talks? Sorry, too.
Sorry.
Look, Miskin, sit down.
Sorry. But here, time and season, we're Yehudim, you know, we're Jews, generally speaking, and I, we the black Jews specifically, time of sorry, time of making adjustments for the judgment, time of forgiveness, Yom HaKippurim. But there's a particular tradition called the Kol Nidre. I'd like to share it's a little audible right here as we are preparing for the season to come forward, the in-gathering right here on the Upper Room of Zion podcast. This audible right here, the Yom HaKippurim, what is said on the eve, according to certain tradition. We didn't really zoom in on it in this season, this time. It's known as the Kol Nidre. The Kol Nidre, a.k.a. All Vows. You might have heard a little bit more or less, but here. Shema, hear this.
What's the word on the Kol Nidre? The Kol Nidre. What's the Kol Nidre? The Kol Nidre recitation. What is Kol Nidre? All vows, referred to as the all vows. Now, there is a custom and a tried tradition. We had addressed this, if I'm correct, in the previous Rastafari Yom HaKippurim services as well. Just a couple of words here as we're looking at what is the reason for the season and also what is the order that I and I, Rastafari, of new, by that new and that precious name, that new name, that revelation name, the Church of the Firstborn, how will we conduct I and I self. And our root, our groundation, we the black Jews, even the black Jews of Harlem, yes, this way is I and I way, the true way of the kingdom.
Yes. Let's pause right here, because this is for the fam, some of the family that are listening on different. We have the Blog Talk Radio's one link right there, the Audible, the Direct, also streaming through the Rastafari Israelites. You know, but the technology, you know, the techs are seeking to work that out right there, and things have improved, but, you know, still, you know, practice make perfect. So we have to just take, give a pause right here. You know, we just had that kind of smooth right there with Fiddler, you know, the Fiddler on the Roof right there. We talk about, you want to know how this tradition gets started? And he said, I don't know. That's why I like to play the Ethiopian, or you not as a children of the Ethiopian. You know, the other half of the story right there, there's it. So hopefully right here we'll pick up, you know, just given time for the Rastafari Israelites right there, that live stream to kind of catch up and just reason right here in the season. So I think that they might be back on the air again, you know, just for the full of fold for the record, to be there in the record. Should we rewind and kind of do this again, come again with it? You know, because it's supposed to have a certain kind of a flow. So let's see if we can just do this right again. Brothers and sisters, going to share this little audible right here. Let's see if we can find the clip right here. Once again, this is from, Fiddler on the Roof? Fiddler, how'd that one go? Fiddler on the Roof. Let's see if we can get this. Yes, give thanks. Yes, we're back on. That's why I saw that right there. So let's do this once again. Tradition. We're going to check out this particular tradition that some of you Yehudi, you know, black and white and otherwise practice. It's a called Nidra, right? Share a couple of basics and come, make a reason after this. Take note. First, right here.
How do we keep our balance? That I can tell you in one word.
What?
Tradition! Of our traditions. We've kept our balance for many, many years. Here in Anatevka, we have traditions for everything. How to sleep, how to eat, how to work, how to wear clothes. For instance, we always keep our heads covered and always wear a little prayer shawl. This shows our constant devotion to God. You may ask, yes. How did this tradition get started?
How did
I'll
it
tell you.
Get started?
I don't know.
What? As Harry Belafonte said in the Angel Levine, that black Jewish angel, what did he say when he said that? What did he say to him?
Don't have to take this crap. I am an angel, and I was sent here to help you, nigger.
Nigger? That's the way a Jewish angel talks?
A Jewish angel talks.
Sorry,
like that.
Too.
But how did it really get started? Yeah.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel? Saith the Lord.
So once again, Yom Kippurim, HaKippurim Eve, there's something known as all vows. It's called from the Aramaic, Kol Nidra. Let's reason. Come, make a reason on
that. The word on the Kol Nidra, the Kol Nidra. What's the Kol Nidra? The Kol Nidra recitation. What is Kol Nidra? All vows, referred to as the all vows. Now, there is a custom and a tradition. We had addressed this if I'm correct, in the previous Rastafari Yom HaKippurim services as well. Just a couple of words here as we're looking at what is the reason for the season, and also what is the order that I and I, Rastafari, of new, by that new and that precious name, that new name, that revelation name, the Church of the Firstborn, how will we conduct I and I self? And our root, our groundation, we the black Jews, even the black Jews of Harlem, yes, this way is I and I way, the true way of the King of Kings Christ. So now, what about the Kol Nidra? The Kol Nidra usually is a recitation before sundown. Before sundown on the 9th, right, on that eve of the 10th, the day, Yom, Yom means day, HaKippurim. So this is the eve before the day, right, the eve before the day. So this tried and tradition of the Kol Nidra, what is the Kol Nidra? And do we practice? Should we practice the Kol Nidra? What, there's a principle here that's very, very important. Something I had thought on actually coming up to the season. You know, with the, you know, sometimes we have the Ministry Moon Day or a prep. We thought that it would be best right here to have I and I just take a RF as we have these we say two broadcast days to prepare. You know, I and I hearts and I and I minds to read over so we can bring forward, you know, the best offering, the best service. Right, for Jah and to Jah and on the behalf of his people at home and abroad. So there's an audio, because when we look up the flick, we looked up afflict the soul, afflicting in the soul, the whole connection. Is the fasting too fast or not too fast? Right, now, moving past that right there, right, to the beginning of the services and getting an overview, since most of the Yom Kippur in traditional Judaism, right, most of the Yom Kippur, it consists of several interwoven services that is held over the 24-hour period. Beginning off, before sundown, with the Kol Nidra. Kol Nidre, Kol Nidra. What is the Kol? Well, Kol Nidre, right? Kol Nidre. This is more Aramaic, more of the Eastern Shemitic enunciation. And it's an Aramaic declaration recited in a gathering in a Judaic church. But the church is basically the you know, is the synagogue in spirit and truth, the gathering synagogue, the Kehillah, the called out assembly. Just to point to the 7 days of Sukkot where we read Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes is the Kohelet or the preacher, but the Kahal is also called out to hear the word sound and to receive that power, the spirit and the truth. So this declaration, the Kol Nidra, recited in the synagogue before the beginning of the evening service on every Yom Kippur. Now, strictly speaking, it is not a tefillah, a prayer, although commonly it's spoken of and referred to as if it were. It's as if it were, right? This is really a dry legal formula, and it's a ceremonial accompaniment, right? It has been charged with a lot of emotional and psycho-spiritual undertones since the medieval, we could say the medieval period. And that's very important to I and I as ethnic black and brown Hebrews or so-called Negroes as well, that period of time in history. But this creates, right, a dramatic introduction, the Kol Nidra, to the Yom Kippur on what is often dubbed Kol Nidre night. Now, Kol Nidre literally means all vows. All vows in a certain way, called nidare, my vows, nidre, vows. Right, so all vows. As we said, it's written in Aramaic, not in the Hebrew. Its name is taken from the opening words, literally, all vows. The formula proactively annuls any personal or religious oaths or prohibitions made upon oneself, l'Elohim, to Elohim, for the next year, for the next Shana. So as to, in a sense, preempt and preemptively avoid the falling short, the missing of the mark, the lack of breaking vows made to Exiav's name, the good father, to Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, which cannot be or are not upheld, which either cannot be or are not upheld, or perhaps when one said it, they said it at a certain time. Now, one will say, what? This is why we went into a little more reasoning, I think, in previous, you know, in some of the previous shanas for this day and time. We've been studying it, and it's interesting in looking at some of the reasonings. There's a pretty good, most of the pages concerning Judaic, especially the popular traditional Judaic activities on the Wikipedia, generally speaking, on good pages, as opposed to other areas. It really, you know, depends on the input and who is inputting. Ones are very zealous. May we learn this again for our way in Yahweh, and our way in Yahweh truth and life. Now, the idea of oaths and abolishing oaths have often been looked at in strange different ways by different people. Some say, you see, the Jews, you know, they don't keep their word because they can abolish any oaths. They have this kol nidre thing. Now, there are some who speak about it in those senses, in those terms. We are not ones to do so. We have studied this, and only a real Luciferian sort of a Jew would think of it like that or do it like that, or you are just extremely selfish and ignorant and really haven't performed teshuva and haven't been born again in that sense, whether from the old or in even a new and the living way. Because first of all, the type of oaths that, and you know, not even oaths, but more of the vows that it undoes, it kind of matches, where is that in the, there's that chapter. And we did an audio, but we wasn't able to share it. Hopefully, maybe we will be able to share it in this season, in this time. It was Numbers chapter 30, concerning vows right here. Numbers chapter 30. Now, there's some additional notes here we wanted to share right here, how certain people would look at it, you know, sideways. You know, sideways, and that, whoa, how could they do that? So they don't keep the word, because they can always say at the kol nidre night, you know, those vows are no longer binding upon me. I think that's an oversimplification, and perhaps maybe it's a Luciferian Jewish kind of a thing that ones and ones have done, but it is not according to the truth of the matter, and it represents a very ignorant. I'm not saying that ones might not try to misinterpret it in that sense, but if you really study it and really see truly what it is and how it properly is used and how it does reflect principles of HaTorah and the Scripture, actually when the Messiah, Rabbeinu, Yeshua HaMashiach said, when he said about let your yea be yea and your nay be nay, in a sense he was simplifying that same reasoning that later on would lead to what we call the kol nidre, if you understand what I'm saying. That when he said that there, if we keep what he said right there, then we'll understand that those who did not receive HaMashiach at that time, you know what I mean, had this, and that in the spirit and the truth, it still was drawing on the waters from one's own cistern, or, and I say cistern, but cistern. The cistern is the water thing that you get water out of. Interesting, these words, right, in English and everything. But anyway, keeping things in context, there was a page in this where, you know, it kind of talked on that, but we'll probably get into more detail among the Haverim, and hopefully we'll be able to keep some of the resolutions, you know, for this new season, you know, to build, especially with those co-laboring disciples, your brothers and sisters, to really build, you know, the brethren especially, you know, and reason, get into some more reasoning directly in some call conferences, you know, to start with. So I'm putting that out. That's one of the New Year's resolution, you know. I didn't say a vow. I say just a resolution. Resolve. Agreed by those Haverim that agreed, we seek to do our part, you know, and make our yay, yay, right, and a nay, nay, but that's a yay, yay, right? We said yay then, and we say yay now, so it's a yay, yay, and we've gone more public with this, at least amongst other Haverim that also would like to join and know when, you know, we will be, you know, seated up on the air and in the IRIT, you know, and more call conferencing. And this is first and foremost for the sons. If the daughters would like that as well, among some of the daughters, to reason with them and give them certain pointers from the Scripture or to reason from our knowledge of it with the Holy Spirit, then so be it, you know. But that has to be done in a certain discipline because, you know, there are rules and regulations in Yahweh, you know. So seeing that some of the daughters, mothers, sisters, daughters, wives, you know, we'll make sure that all things are done decently and in order when we do such things, so forth and so on. So here, let's give us a couple more overviews right here. That's the first thing. That's the first item. We have some audios to share as well on kol nidre. So as you would hear that, ones might get a better hearing, a better ear of this as well. Also, the Psalms, the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. Rephrase, the Rastafari is royal. We are of the king, the king's name. His name is upon Ina. Rastafari order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. The Psalms in this season, very interesting. I think 32, 43. Right, 32, 43, and today 61, all resonate, you know, this same spirit and truth. So the first item, and that goes on usually before the sundown. Then the Ma'ariv. The Ma'ariv is the evening, right? Basically the evening time. The Ma'ariv, the evening. And we have a half Kaddish, the Shema, the Amida, the standing prayer, the confession, or the Al-Lachit, or chait, as it's contracted from chata'a, chait, or the confession. The selichot, like selika, you hear one say selika, like forgive or sorry or pardon, like it's like pardon, in a sense, the selichot, the penitential prayers, is what we have in a lot of the daily psalms in this part of the season right here, and the piyutim. The piyutim are poems or compositions that also help the Kol Yisrael, the church, even the church of the firstborn, to focus on the reason for the season. And then for the next day, right, there's a morning, the Shacharit. We will seek to be bringing forward the Shacharit as well. Seeing the time that we're on the air, it will be more towards, hopefully, the grace period and the fuller period of the time. You know, maybe the third hour, John willing. Hopefully, we have that time. And the reading is Leviticus 16, 1 to 34, Numbers 29, 7 to 11 from the Torah. From the Haftarah is Isaiah, Yeshaya, Isaiah 57, focus verses 14 to Isaiah 58 and 14. And from the Brit Chadasha, the Renewed Covenant, or the Hadis Kidan, Romans chapter 3, verses 21 to 26, focus verses, and 2 Corinthians chapter 5, focus verses 10 to 21. This will be the Shacharit, the Negah, the Negat, the morning, the dawning, the service, right? The morning service, in other words, right? Then after that is the Yizkor. The Yizkor is a memorial service for departed family members. There's a Yizkor, memorial, remembrance. We like to keep that for, especially for the martyrs. As Steel Pulse said, a beautiful song, that tribute to the martyrs and others who have walked this way in Yahweh before I and I. So like to keep that right there in mind for the Yizkor, I and I Rastafari Yizkor. Then we have the Musaf. Now this takes place on the second day, but on the air we'll seek to bring the Shacharit, what would be in the morning service, to remind one for that time so one can either rewind, but hopefully, you know, receive that as well in the spirit and the truth of it. Then there's the Musaf. Musaf is the additional service, the Musaf, Mu'asaf, the additional, Amidah, the retelling of the Yom Kippur service at the Heikal. How was it at the temple? For I and I, this would also be retelling in the way of Robeinu, Reboni, Yeshua HaMoshiach. Yes, I, the Se Elohim, the one who has fulfilled that for I and I, Chatima Toba, Chatima, for that good sealing that we have, right? And the priestly blessing, or the Berkat Kohanim, the priestly blessing also that takes place in the Musaf. And the Musaf is additional, and that usually would take place on the 10th, on the day, not the eve, but the day. Right, now, if we have that time and that opportunity, actually some of that can also for us, maybe even right here in the Ma'arif, right? But this is, remember, they're interwoven, right? You know, these are interwoven within the time and interwoven within the Yom HaKippurim. But there are certain set services at certain times, especially hopefully for I and I on the air, the Mincha, which is the afternoon, right? Really, it's the eve, it's the offering, but it takes place in the early afternoon towards the evening. For some congregation, aggregation in the evening. For us, it'll be in the evening, right? Leviticus 18, 1 to 30 from the Torah is what is read. The Haftarah, Jonah, the whole book, Jonah chapter 1 to Jonah 4, 11. And Micah chapter 7, focus verses 18 to 20. And for the Brit Chadasha, for the renewed covenant, for the Hadith Al-Kidan, the new word, agreement, we have the epistle to the Hebrews. Then there's the closing, the Ne'ilah, the closing, right, the closing service. And this is thought to symbolize both the closing, the Ne'ilah, the closing, and the sealing. The closing and the sealing of the Sefer HaChayim, of the Book of Life. When the great shofar, the great ram's horn is sounded. And that kind of links right there with what we have Rav Shaul, the Apostle Paul, speaking to the called out assembly, to the Nazarenes, to the Meshahawiyan, to the Christianoi, the Christianoch, as well of that trumpet. Also Peter and the other apostles speaking of that great trumpet. So as we learn to read the sign language, we can see the link and the connection. So that would be the service, especially for Ainai Ras, the Farai, right, of the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, the Machiber, the assembly, the aggregation, the Society of His Majesty, for the Yom HaKippurim, the Day of Atonement. So for the Eve, the Kol Nidre, right, the Kol Nidre is the first up. Now the Kol Nidre, briefly, at the outset, right, what is it, and why is it? I think it still has a use, especially when we consider Numbers chapter 30, and these vows, right, and things that we might say that we are going to do. Now note this here too, that these vows are not, let's put it in the context for once and once. I think this has, even if we might not get into all the other details, I think, you know, because there's others who reject this, you know, like some of the Karaite ones and ones, and it's kind of understandable from the perspective that they are seeing it. But in a further study, right, we get to see that it's not to be taken in that sense, but the Moshiach, Roveno, he has basically sealed that up, Yeshua HaMoshiach, with the letter Yeh be Yeh and your Nay be Nay, right? But even with those vows that might need to be atoned for, right, those vows that need to be annulled, right, the first verse ends with a qualifier for all forms of pledges and vows being annulled, right? And it says, Al nafshatana, al nafshatana, that is regarding our soul. That's, remember, it's Aramaic, not in the regular Hebrew in that sense. So the nafshatana, al nafshatana, ourselves, literally says our souls, by which this formula here is limited to annulling only those vows that would affect only ourselves, but not to vows that would affect any other person. This is the part that they leave out, you know. It's not vows. If I came to you and said, I'm going to do something, and then I say, oh, man, I can't do this. I should come to you and say, hey, I can't do this, and just deal with you on that, like, boom. You know, let you know, because that's even what Moshiach says in Matthew chapter 18 for that order, right, in the true synagogue of HaMoshiach Yeshua, in the true church of the firstborn. So the formula for vows, because a lot of people have this whole historical for controversies and anti-Semites and this and that and the next thing. You know, there's a rebuttal, which is that these vows, which are null, are those that we have said on our behalf, or those that we may have said to Ha Elohim, or on his behalf, that we recognize that maybe we were too emotional, or we was, you know, that we can't, you know. And we have history. There's history. Jephthah, just to recall that briefly, there's history that shows that if only Jephthah had done so. Remember the situation with his daughter, and well, the first thing that comes out of his house, that you know, that's alive, and it was his daughter come out, and yeah, you know, so to avoid that, these are lessons learned. So the formula is restricted to those vows between man and Ha Elohim alone. They have no effect on vows made between one man and another. So don't get it misunderstood. Right? No promise, no vow, no promise, no oath that concerns another person, a court of justice, or a community is implied in the Kol Nidre. Let's get that right and exact. It does not matter if a vow was made to one or more Yidin, Yehudi or Rastafari. Such a vow cannot be annulled. Now, according to the Judaic doctrine and the Timhev, the teaching, the sole purpose of this prayer is to give protection from divine punishment in case of violation of the vow. So let's make that clear. Is that clear? Let's make that perfectly clear right there. Because ones might hear, a lot of times when concerning the Jews, whether white or black, we hear what the heathen and the liars and the adversaries say, and we give great currency to counterfeit, you know, what these counterfeits say, the counterfeit Christians and others. Oh, it's all the Jews' fault. So just making that very, very clear right here. You know, so the history, eventful history, both in itself and its influence on the legal status of Yehudi and the Judahites and the Ehud, right, introduced into the liturgy despite those opposition from some of the rabbis and sages. It was attacked in the course of time by some of the rabbis, some of the scholars and teachers, you know. And in the 19th century, it was even expunged from the prayer book by many communities of Western Europe. The term Kol Nidre, it refers not only to the actual declaration, but is also popularly used as a name for the entire Yom Kippur, the evening service. Right, the evening service, right, the eve, like the ninth going into the day, and then usually the afternoon, some would have it in the evening then, but this idea, just bringing forth this idea, so before sunset on the eve of Yom Kippur, the congregation gathers in the synagogue, in the Kehillah, in the Judaic church, the ark, speaking about the ark, as the Ark of the Covenant, open, and two people take from it two Torah scrolls. Then they take their places, one on each side of the cantor. As I write, so the chanter, the one who would like the MC, in other words, in the sense of who is chanting the chants, right? And the three, they would symbolize the three, the cantor, right, the chazan, right, and the other two, they would symbolize the Beit Din, or what's known as a rabbinical court, if we looked at it from that perspective, which it is. But then in the new and living way, this also symbolizes HaShilush HaKadosh Kedush Salase, even those three visitors, the Holy Trinity, in and at the house of Abraham, right? Those three right there. But in a Hebraic, Judaic, a plain sense, in a practical application, it's the Beit Din, right? It's the house of the judge. It's the house of the courthouse, the Judaic courthouse. And then this is recited. By the authority of the court on high, and by authority of the court down here, by the permission of one, of the one who is everywhere, and by the permission of this congregation, this machibar, this called out assembly, we hold it lawful to pray with sinners. Now this is an invitation. It's interesting right here. We hold it lawful to do what? To pray with sinners, akas. This invitation, who can resist? An invitation full of compassion, right? Get it, the connection, learn to read the sign. This invitation to outcasts is not specifically for Kol Nidra, but for the whole of the Day of Atonement. It being obvious that when even sinners, sinners join in repenting, having a change of heart and mind, the occasion is worthy of the divine, the divine clemency, mercy. Oh, Lord of his mercy, we are worthy of your mercy. Now, this announcement was introduced, some say, by Rabbi Meir of Rothenburg in the late 13th century, the 1200s, and there were many black and brown Yehudis up in there, and endorsed by Maharil, or Rabbi Yaakov ben Moshe Levi Morlin, in the early 15th century, and that was roughly around the 1400s. And there too. Now, the chanter then chants the passage beginning with the words, Kol Nidra, with its touching melodic phrases and in varying intensities from what's known as the pianissimo. The pianissimo is the quiet, to the fortissimo, which is the loud. From the pianissimo, the quiet, to the fortissimo, the loud. Now, when we look at the chanting in the True Church and the Professing Ethiopian Tewahedo Church, we see the Orthodox Tewahedo Orthodox Church, we see that there is a three modes of canting or chanting. There is the g'ez, right, there is the Izzel, right, and there's the Aray. So we have this as well. Repeats twice for a total of three iterations. Lest the latecomer, not hearing them, the following words, which is the Nusach, well, if, according to Nusach Ashkenaz, but there's also that of the Sephardi as well, and also the Moreno and the Spanish Yehudi. Right, so remember, Yehuda and Ephraim must bring those two together, prophecy fulfilling. So now the cantor will chant this right here. All vows we are likely to make, all oaths and pledges we are likely to take between this Yom Kippur and the next Yom Kippur, we publicly renounce. Let them all be relinquished and abandoned, null and void, neither firm nor established. Let our vows, pledges, and oaths be considered neither vows nor pledges nor oaths. Now, it's interesting because when they date this, they like to date this like later on in the Judaic course of things. But when you really understand the inner meaning of this, this is what Rabbeinu, Yeshua, the Rabbi of Rabbis, our Black Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, is what he taught the Talmudim. Because there's a lot of things that they later on in Judaism have reverse kind of engineered from that Yehudi of the Yehudim, of the Yedim, Yeshua HaMoshiach, you know, such as this right here as well. So the leader and the congregation then say together three times, may all the people of Yisrael be forgiven, including all the strangers who live in their midst, for all the people are in fault. Now, what do we have here? We have here Numbers 15:26, right? And that was in that particular translation. Right, that was that particular translation. We'd like to also get this right here in just the plain KJV 15 and 26. This is the responsa of the people. So ones and ones over this Yom Kippur perhaps can read over, meditate this, you know, and make us reason in the forwards. So we have 15 and 20, what was that, 26? 15:26. Actually, we noted that two passages should be added into our Kedase, our Rastafari liturgy for this day and time. But let's go to 15:26 firstly. 15:26. And it reads, and it shall be forgiven all the congregation of the Bnei Yisrael and the stranger that sojourneth among them, seeing all the people, Ha'am, all the people were in ignorance. Were in ignorance. So this is what the leader and the congregation, the aggregation, will then say together three times, quoting Numbers 15:26. The leader then says, O pardon the iniquities of this people according to thy abundant mercy, just as thou, the I, forgave this people ever since they left Mitzrayim. And Then the leader and the congregation say together three times, and this is now a quote from Numbers 14 and 20, Numbers 14 and 20, they would say this, and here's a reading here. The translation says, the Lord said, Adonai said, I pardon them according to your words, quoting Numbers 14 and 20. The Torah scrolls are then put back in the ark, in the Aron, Ha'aron, in the Tabot, and the customary evening service begins. So here the quote in Numbers 14:20 from the KJV, the usual read. See, what the leader would say, actually would be quoting Numbers 14:19. Pardon, I beseech thee, the iniquity of this people, according to the greatness of thy mercy, and as thou hast forgiven this people from Egypt, even until now. And then the people, their response to that would be 14 and 20 of Numbers. And the Yahweh and Adonai, Hashem, said, I have pardoned according to thy word. So once again, let's just make a note here as we move forward that the vows and the pledges being annulled by this ceremony are of a limited category. Right? It's a dangerous and erroneous misconception among some people, you know, that the Kol Nidre, nullification of vows, whether past or future, it gives you the right to break the word or to make insincere promises that will have no legal force. This is not the case. Emphasis added. This is not the case. The Kol Nidre declaration can invalidate only vows that one undertakes on his own volition. It has no effect on vows or oaths imposed by someone else, a court, or a Gentile. Also, the invalidation of future vows takes effect only if someone makes a vow without having in mind his previous Kol Nidre declaration. But if he makes the vow with Kol Nidre in mind, thus being openly insincere in his vow, know this, the vow is in full force, it's in full effect. Moreover, there was a Rabbi Yahiel of Paris. He explained in a disputation that took place before the King and Queen of France in this year. Well, I caught this year as a chant, 1240, all right, this year, right, 1240. Only, quote, only the erroneously broken vows are annulled. Because the King and Queen of France said, hey, what's going on here? So Rabbi Yahiel of Paris, right, he went forward in 1240 and said, only the erroneously broken vows are annulled, that nobody might commit khatiyat, or sin, akri, of intentionally breaking vows. This is clearly understood. So some in the Gentile mind might pick this out from its context and its framework, you know, having, you know, no really fuller sense of the fuller sense of it, and that would be senseless right there. You know, because at one time, it was widely believed that the Kol Nidre was composed by Spanish Moreno, right, to Ainai black and brown people, Judah and Ephraim, like to say this word, because some believe that the Kol Nidre was composed by the Spanish Moreno, Yehudi, right, who were forced to convert to Christianity or to Romanism, to so-called Roman Gentile Christianity, yet who secretly maintained their original faith. Now, this idea has since been proven, so you're hearing that rumor, has been proven incorrect, as the prayer, or the Kol Nidre, as it would be, it predates this era that was circa the 15th century, talking about 1400s, namely 1492, and them time before and after that time. So this was predated by many centuries. However, this prayer was intended, and it was used, yes, by the Moreno, or the Spanish Yehudi, as it is possible that its great significance and wide usage derives from that particular persecution, because they were being forced, you know, to go along with certain things in religion because that beast system had rose up, right? So being wise as serpent, harmless as dove. So as Kol Nidre clearly predated the Spanish Inquisition, it was supposed that it may have commenced during, some say, the Visigothic period in Spain. Some say, well, not that time, you know, in the 15th century, but like the 7th century. But this theory has some serious weaknesses, such as its adoption by the Yehudi communities around the world. So many communities overtly either have as Kol Nidre, or others have a Kol Nidre, right, that also corresponds to the same idea, right? Even in the liturgical communities that have a liturgy that did not experience such persecution. So some say that, well, this was because they were persecuted, and well, that was one of the usages of the Kol Nidre, right? That was a wise use and a wise application in that sense. So it may be that it's simply inspired. It inspired, right, some say by the Talmudic instructions about avoiding oaths. Now, depends on what Talmud and whose Talmud they're speaking to, but in speaking to the teaching of Moshiach Yeshua, we have it on good authority. So if anything, we can say that, well, it was the Moshiach, that what he said, some hated on it at that time, right? But then later on, they recognize, you know, he's right, so let's do it like this, but still not coming fully to the light. They recognize he's right. One more reason, a very different reason for Kol Nidre was suggested by the Zohar. It would say that Elohim has already threatened and vowed terrible punishments upon Jah people for their uckery, but or their sins. But by our own demonstration that we can unbind ourselves, loose the burden, loose here, the demons, right? Loose ourselves from vows, especially vows which one never intended or really couldn't, using the Kol Nidre, we hope to persuade Elohim, the source, to similarly annul his own vows of calamity. It was stated in the Orot Sephardic, the Sephardic Mahzor, that according to the Holy Zohar, Kol Nidre is recited on Yom Kippur because, at times, the heavenly judgment is handed down as an avowed decree, for which there can normally be no annulment. By reciting the Kol Nidre, annulment of vows at this time, this Iowa, we are asking of Elohim, asking of Hashem, that he favor us by annulling any negative decrees of judgment that await us, I and I, individually and corporately and collectively, even though we are deserving of, or undeserving, even though we are undeserving, that we are not deserving of such annulment. So originally, the annulment of vows was performed on Rosh Hashanah, New Year's, 10 days before Yom Kippur. There's a tradition, a tribe. So this idea should also be a meditation in this time, in this season. We'll write it with an audio and a hearing before we commence with the services here on the air and the earth. But as a kind of a first word right here, and taking the Kol Nidre. I think this is a very good context as a background study and point of reference, both the words of Rabbeinu Yeshua HaMoshiach, Jesus Christ, of Yeh, Nay, concerning those misuses of careless use of the word, especially upon us and our relationship for who we be, what our standing and our status is, our state of mind, who we are supposed to be, and certain careless word sound, right? Seeking annulment, seeking forgiveness, right, for those careless word sounds. The annulment of vows performed on Rosh Hashanah, originally, the new year, 10 days before Yom Kippur. The ancient Nadarim, 23b, in the Talmud and teaching, it says, who wished to cancel his vows of a whole year should arise on Rosh Hashanah and announce, all vows that I will pledge in the coming Shana shall be annulled. There is, in fact, a rite, a ritual for this that is supposed to take place the day before Rosh Hashanah, because one does not do such chores on a holy day. This is known as the Hatarat Nedarim, Hatarat Nedarim, the annulment of vows, wherein the individual presents himself before a tribunal of a trinity of three. Right, like the Beit Din, and recites a Hebrew formula, very different, it's very different from that of the Kol Nidre, asking for annulment of every vow or pledge or prohibition that he swore, quote, while I was awake or dreaming, end quote. Quote, again, while I was awake or dreaming, end quote. Quote, whether they were matters relating to money or to the body or to the soul, end quote. And the tribunal responds by reciting three times, may everything be permitted you, may everything be forgiven you, may everything be allowed you. There does not exist any vow, oath, or curse, but there does exist pardon, forgiveness, and atonement. And the individual then concludes with a brief statement that, quote, I cancel from this time, this Iowa onward, all vows and all oaths, that I will accept upon myself, I self, whether while awake or in a dream, from this moment I preemptively regret them and declare of all of them, they shall be utterly null and void. So, from a time before the composition of the Kol Nidre, there was a corresponding ritual intended for Rosh Hashanah. And some believe that Kol Nidre was added to the liturgy of Yom Kippur 10 days after Rosh Hashanah because that service is much more solemn, because the Day of Atonement is entirely attuned to the theme of repentance, remorse, and because despite the great importance of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur services are better attended. And perhaps because Yom Kippur itself is once referred to as Rosh Hashanah in the scriptures. We have this in Ezekiel chapter 40, verse 1. So, with that being said, we've gone into this at a certain point, just re-highlighting and reciting some of the basics. And like I said, the Moshiach Rabbeinu, this also shows the hypocrisy of those Yehudi, those Jews, and a lot of them black and brown at the time of Moshiach, you know, who were, oh, you have the power to forgive sin, you have the power, you know what I'm saying? If you really understand the principle, the principle here, right? The principle, 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 right?
Hashem, blood out, all I and I bad word sound. Yes, I. Take away the power of all I and I bad word sound, but make your yay be yay and your nay be nay. We could gotta move, them gotta move. To the side.
מזמור פה א' למנצח על הגיתית לאסף, 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 לאסף.
Sing aloud unto God our strength, our strength.
עוזנו, 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 עוזנו. הרנינו לאלוהים עוזנו, 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 עוזנו.
Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob, God of Jacob, God of Jacob.
לאלוהי יעקב, לאלוהי יעקב, לאלוהי יעקב. הריעו לאלוהי יעקב, לאלוהי יעקב, לאלוהי יעקב, לאלוהי יעקב.
Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me, there shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways!
I should soon have subdued their enemies and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. But their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat, and with honey out of the rock should I have satisfied,
And here, the evening psalm here for the Thursday, Psalm 81. Here's Everell Cooper, Rhema tune, heal and help out the nation, help out this nation. Yes, I.
በሰማይ አባታችን ሆይ በሰማይ የምትኖር ስምህ ይቀደስ መንግስት ትምጣ ፈቃድህ በሰማይ እንደሆነች እንዲሁም በምድር ትሁን የዕለት እንጀራችንን ስጠን ዛሬ በደላችንንም ይቅር በለን እኛ የበደለንን ይቅር እንደምንል አቤቱ ወደ ፈተናም አታግባን ከክፉ ሁሉ አድነን እንጂ መንግስት ያንተ ናትና ኃይል ምስጋና ለዘላለም
Babylon be still while I blow this trumpet. Babylon be still. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. The same that was in the beginning with God, all things were made by Him. And without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. Now the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness converted it not. He was in the world, and the world was made by Him, and the world knew Him not. He came unto His own, and His own received Him not. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become sons of God. Jah Rastafari, the last of the first. Who was born not of the will of man, of the will of flesh, but of the will of God, full of grace and truth. Now that Word was made flesh and dwell among I, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. King Haile Selassie, King Haile, oh God, He is Christ. In His kingly character, Christ in His kingly character, tell them there is no other, there is no other, there is no other. Though His foundation is in the holy mountains, the Lord God Jah the Almighty over the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things are spoken of thee, O city of God, Selah. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. Behold, Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia, this man was born there. And of Zion it shall be said, this and that man was born in her. But the highest himself shall establish her. Now the Lord God Jah the Almighty, Haile Selassie, our Father, strength and redeemer, shall count to the righteous of the people that this man was born there, Selah. As well as the singers, as the players and instruments shall be there. All my springs are in thee. Oh well now, Babylon be still, while I blow this trumpet. Babylon be still, while I blow this trumpet. Boazan be still, can't give I your pill. Want to see I be
Stay tuned for today's lesson on the true good news of His Imperial Majesty's Christ, the Messiah, Yahushua, as proclaimed and taught by our brother, Wendell Yadon, a.k.a. Ras Ayadonis Tafari, of the Lion of Judah Society.
So here just another overflow from the Yom HaKippurim. This one here, other Jews religiously, aka how and why they say to afflict the soul, and what we've been studying here in the scripts. You ever seen the chicken? There's a thing called chicken sacrifice that some of the Orthodox Yehudim do. But let's just review right here. Today's daily psalm, I'm going to ride up with it. Psalm 60, stay tuned. Okay. Yes, sir.
Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important?
What other Jews say, Yom Kippur? What do other Jews or Yehudi say Yom Kippur is all about? As he said on the eve for Yom Kippur, we ask, what is Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement? More correctly, scripturally, biblically, Yom HaKippurim, the Day of At-One-Ment, Atonement. What is the Day of Atonement? And we had asked, what good is it? You know, what good is it? Now some might think, oh, right, for a Yehudi, a Yedin, you know, one might be offended, you know, by the honesty or the clarity or the straightforwardness, the straightforthness, the integrity. For integrity, straightforwardness. This is the question in Nine Iditation, you know. This is the question even in approaching this high Isla Day, high holy day, the Isla Days, the high holy days, especially this holiest that is called in the Judaic and in the Hebraic and based on the Torah, one of the high holidays, but this is considered to be the high holiday, like the holiest, the time of atonement, the time of forgiveness, the time of the Kippur. Now, for the eve, right, or really for the morning, and it's in the morning part of the evening service. As the evening was going to the latter part of the service, we had the reading that would be the Shacharit. And the Shacharit kind of brings it forward. And that's what will be read in the morning on Yom Kippur, Leviticus chapter 16, the Day of Atonement, and what the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, what he did and what he does in the holiest, in the holy place. Right now, how we see or receive Yom Kippur depends on our standing. How are you standing? What is your understanding? What is your inner standing? And to what overstanding have you come to, or are you coming to? What overstanding? You know, the 1, 2, 3s, from low degrees to high degrees, even as we are climbing Jacob, Yaakov's ladder, right? Growing in grace and the knowledge of Adonai, of Adonai Yeshua HaMoshiach, of our Lord Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMoshiach. So what is Yom Kippur? Now, in looking at some of the other Jews, you know, the other Yehudi, or those who say they are Jews, they're not going down that route necessarily just yet. First, just what do they say, Yom Kippur? What is it that they do? So there were some interesting links that were brought to I and I attention. Some of it I'm familiar with, and some of it depends on, you know, this particular link here was a Chabad link. At the Chabad, how to do Yom Kippur. They're speaking about five particular areas, and this whole idea, the whole idea of the affliction of the soul, right? The affliction of the soul. This is, I want to bring up this page right here. I and I give thanks, you know, and I want to heal up just to give thanks, you know, to I and I sister fellow podcast on this platform, this night right here in this season, right? In this season 2018, this 5779 year, this Wednesday. Right, usually Woman's Wednesday hosted by Mariama Tanay, BU Till Full. Check it out, the iTunes and the links out there, and also support and also give ear to hear. Right, if you are going I and I way, Jah way, yes, how to do Yom Kippur. So a basic primer for the holiest day of the year. So this was brought to I and I attention how to do Yom Kippur. This is a basic primer right here. All right, yes, yes, yes. So looking over this particular page right here, I think there's a video. I'm just going over the page right here. It's interesting how they have the multimedia page set up right here. So the basic primer, I think, is this a vid? I think they have a vid right here and a couple of the breakdowns of some of the articles they have for Yom Kippur. Let me just click on this one because kind of it's coming up a little different than what I had expected. Okay, this is like using the new media. Okay, here we go. Here we go right here. All right. So let's share this right here. Yom Kippur. This is from the Chabad.org. Now, let us take note to the words of Rabboni, some of the pronunciation, Rabboni, Rovino, kind of a, Hebraically, there's a northern and southern pronunciation. People say the tomato, so to speak, but our Lord, in the scripture says Rabboni, right? Rabboni, Rovino, our rabbi, the rabbis of rabbis, our black, and I'm going to emphasize black here, especially since we're speaking about the Kippur. Have you looked up what is Kippur? What is Kippur? Kapar, Kafar, Kafar boy, Kafar. What is Kafar and what is the Kippur and the Kofar? The Kofar was the black pitch that was used on Noah's Ark to keep it water resistant, right? To keep it water resistant. And I learned to read the sign language to keep it water resistant. In other words, keep the water out so that the boat could float, the ship, right? That ship that is a symbol of salvation. So here, even in discipleship, taking some time for heart and mind to study to show ourselves approved. So in looking at Yom Kippur and in recalling to heart and mind the word, the logos of Moshiach, right, of the Messiah, when he says to observe, recall, observe what they observe, but do not don't do after their works. We have Matthew 23:3. All therefore, whatsoever they bid you observe, that observe and do, but do not, y'all, after their works, for they say and do not. This is Matthew 23:3. So when we had asked day one, right, or really the eve, right, when we had asked, well, what is Yom Kippur? And what good is it? You know, what is the good? What is the good in Yom Kippur? So here in continuing the study to show ourselves approved, and I give thanks for this particular link that was brought forward. As ones and ones will be in Shiloh, well, I wonder what was Day of Atonement. I mean, how do Jews observe? Or how do these Jews or those Jews? So ones will go, and hopefully, I hope that ones have done this for themselves, at least to just get a view of what others say, and so that in the reasoning, come make a reason, we can reason on these, even some questions and answers. If not now, then in the forwards. You know, this is how we grow in grace, reading, reasoning, and rising. So in the modern Jewish and Judaic practice of the Jewish and what's called the Judaic holidays, and this high holiday, this Isla Day, right, it says, they have this right here, virtually everything you need to know about Yom Kippur, the holiest day of the Jewish calendar, there's how-to guides, there's essays, there's insights. So this is not so much an essay right here in this reasoning, but more of an insight. Right? Then it has a prayer service, overview, stories, multimedia, and much more. We like how Chabad, you know, utilizing the modern technology for dissemination, for communication, you know, for getting the word out. So this is for Yom Kippur 2018, the Day of Atonement, which covers September 18th and 19th, so roughly 25 hours, right, from Eve to Eve, right, of the Day of Atonement. So here it reads this, just to share just a couple of first words right here, right, for the day, as we had some of the first words for the Eve, some first words for the day. So Yom Kippur is the holiest day of the year, the day on which we are closest to God or to Elohim, and to the quintessence of our own souls. Gotta look at that etymology, that word quintessence. Just put that there on the beam. Just lay that right there, right? It is the Day of Atonement, quote, for on this day he will forgive you, to purify you, that you be cleansed from all your chatiyat, chatot, right? All your lack, to lack, to miss the mark, in an archery sense, it's like to miss the mark. If that's the bullseye, you miss the bullseye. You fall short, you're lacking, you miss the mark. But it can also have a sense, as we say, of uckery, right? As the Binyamites, Jaman, the Binyamites, fukori, fornication, under the crown of the king. And we like to emphasize that word there. Many will say, oh, How is it that you are cussing? You're cursing. You see, you're uttering curse words. You know, folks don't know. They're too religious. They're overly, what, righteous? Don't be overly righteous, overly ratchet. That's one of the readings as we're coming up on Sukkot, on tabernacles, right? The time and the season of tabernacles, of dwelling in booths, right? And ye shall dwell in booths, right? For the 7 days, the Feast of Tabernacles, the Feast of Booths, or more directly, the Feast of Huts. Yes, the Feast of Huts. 7 days, and one of the readings, the point is Ecclesiastes, and Ecclesiastes, if I'm correct, says, you know, don't be overly righteous, right, or overly ratchet, but there's a lot of folks who are overly righteous, so we say, if we read this verse here from Leviticus 16:30, it says, for on this day he will forgive you to purify you, that you be cleansed from all your fuckeries. Lifnei Elohim. Are you offended? I hope not. Don't be offended. Don't be offended. Don't stumble. Don't trip. You see, the reason being, that's not a curse word. See, the sin itself is a curse, to the pit, to the curse. You see what I'm saying? So that word right there is a real word in English. And a lot of people say, oh, curse words, like, you know, people think like the drinking and the smoking and the cussing. They believe, because this is how they've been taught, right, a counterfeit. It looks like a real currency, but it don't be like the real currency. If you know what be for real, you recognize that that is counterfeit. So people have the idea that, oh, you are cursing, right? And we're going to get into more of that reasoning. We need to reason on that more right there, right? And this is not to make somebody, if you want to believe or, you know, accept, or if that's the way you want to think, even after the reasoning, then so be it. Right? Experience is the best teacher, and sometimes ones have to, you know, they may lack chokmah, as Negusa Negas, the King of Kings, Abinu Melkenu, says, they may lack, you know, wisdom because they lack experience. Right? You may know some things, you know, okay, that word is fuck and shit and damn, and you say these are curse words. Who taught you that? The same ones that gave you the whitewash, the same ones that told you those things, right? These are curse words. No, a curse word, if you want to find the curse words, if you want some curse words, if you want to know curse words in a sense, read Deuteronomy, because we're in the sixth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book of Deuteronomy, the Sefer Devarim. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses, start around verse 15 to verse 68. Those are curse words. You want to know what curse words are? Those are curse words in whose sight? In whose ear? In whose sight? In he who be sight? In the Almighty sight. Those are curse words. Those are curse words. Words like fuck and shit and damn. Is there any other one? And bitch and bastard. That is considered and should be rightly considered to be strong language. In some sense, it can be considered to be rude in that sense. It's strong language, right? It's strong language. You may not like the ways of the Gentiles or the Gentile world system for many, many reasons, but you know what? They recognize certain principal things. This is why they'll say, oh, this might contain strong language. All right, this might contain strong language. I think maybe we have to put a disclaimer, right, on our podcast and even on some of the vlogs and the videos, because we need to speak the truth. Keep it 100. You know, the word, people hear the word sin, and they hear, oh, sin, sin. It sounds like a brand name, right? Yeah, you got sin. Yeah, I got some sin. Everybody got some sin, you know. Sin is what's happening, and they make it like, oh, it ain't so bad. You know, so from all your sins. People debate what's a sin and whether it's really a sin, but nobody debates fuckery, right? I mean, how can you debate fuckery? In fact, when you hear somebody say fuckery, do you want to be fucked up? Is it good to be fucked up? Now, ones and ones will say, man, this is what happened in John's Gospel, chapter 6. All right? He says, if ones hate you, it's because they hated me before you. Right? Because the truth is an offense, but it's not a sin. Right? The truth is an offense, but not a sin. So here's where we talk about, well, what is Yom Kippur, Yom HaKippurim, and what good is it? Right? By looking at the context and looking at how other Jews, Yehudi, observe this particular day, even just briefly. Now, for us, as ones might say Messianic Jews, we are Nazarenes, Rastafari Nazarene, Rastafari Yehudi, or even as Ras Michael and the Sons of Nigel said in that chant that we often play, you know, that we, the black Jews, we give a contextual to it, we, the black Jews, right? Not just of Harlem, that's some of our roots and rising up over here in this North Country, but we, the black Jews of the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, right? Of the Tribe of Judah. So, yes, there are Yehudi and Jews who are converted, and they may convert to the religion or the way of life, like the morals and the doctrine and the values of that way of living. So, you know, shalom to those Torah observant Jews. Shalom aleichem to y'all Torah observant Jews, whether black or white or red or yellow or brown or whatever particular shade, you know, what particular color, you know, skin that you be in. If one is a Yehudi, right, from within, right, not one who is just a Jew who is outwardly Yehudi, but who is inwardly a Jew. Rav Shaul, or the apostle Apollos, Paul, he goes into that in his epistle, right, of those who are a Jew, or one who is a Jew, or Yehudi, a Yid, one who is inwardly a Yehudi. Right? One who is, now notice even the word Yehuda. Yehuda means celebrated, in a sense, praised. Praise. By implication, it can mean Yahweh, Yahweh praises, the praises of he who be, we be, but it actually means praised, celebrated. Right? So we are to celebrate the holy days, the season. I want to say, whoa, but it says to afflict your souls. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Now, some interpret that as fasting, as we mentioned before. Fast or too fast? Fast or too fast? Right? Fast or not too fast? Or not too fast? Some would say, how do we afflict our soul? The rabbis, the scholars, the teachers, the preachers, and those that's humanity speaking on religion. And you know, we gotta bring that up, that word sound on religion. Let's bring up the word sound attributed to I and I, Abuna, Nagusana, and our Father, I and I, King. His Imperial Majesty, Gurmawi, Kadamawi, Haile Selassie's speech on spirituality. The temple of the Most High begins with the human body. The temple of Elyon, Le'ul in the Royal Amharic, the Most High, the Sovereign, the Prince, or Elyon. Same inherent implied meaning, but often translated as the Most High. The Most High Sovereign Prince, but of Elyon begins with the human body, which houses our life, essence of our existence. Africans are in bondage today because they approach spirituality through religion provided by foreign invaders and conquerors. Period. Full stop. Africans, i.e. black people, black or brown, because folks are like, I'm not African, I'm not this, I'm not black, I'm not that. Okay, whatever. So then maybe this is not for you. If one cannot, you know, pick sense out of nonsense. If the African saying African is nonsense, then you recognize this is a translation right here. So the basic idea is, you know, black and brown people that have a connection with that continent called Africa are in bondage today because they approach spirituality through religion provided by foreign invaders and conquerors. We must stop confusing religion and spirituality. Religion. Now here the king defines, Abuna Nagusana Avinu Melkeinu defines this for us. Religion is a set of rules, regulations, and rituals created by humans, created by man in other words, which were supposed to help people grow spiritually. Again, religion is a set of rules, regulations, and rituals created by humans which were supposed to help people grow spiritually. Now, when we look at even the Torah and the scriptures, you've heard it said, the law of Moses. Now, others will say, oh, no, it's the law of Jah or Jehovah, right? Or how they may enunciate and pronounce the Tetragrammaton, the Hashem. They say, no, it's the law of God, just to say it simply like that. It's law. It's God's law, right? It's God's law, right? Not Moses. But see, both are true. Mm-hmm. See, don't you know that Moshe, right, had laid out for the Israelites and the Hebrews based on Hashem's word, the Devarim, laid out those sets of rules, regulations, and rituals that was supposed to help people grow spiritually. That's the end of the first paragraph right there on Gurmawi Kadamawi Haile Selassie, the Pearl Majesty Haile Selassie first speaking on spirituality. New paragraph. Due to human imperfection, religion has become corrupt. Now, here is where we have the New Testament. Here is where we have the furious denunciation, rebukes, and exposés and exposing of that religion of the Jews. And when we say the Jews, let's put it in context of those of that time, the black and the brown. At that time, the Jews who call themselves today, they were more on the Herodian, Roman, and Esau side of it, if you look at it historically, so we can know who's who, as some would say, who's who in the zoo, right, so to speak. Right? But due to human imperfection, religion has become corrupt, political, divisive, and a tool for power struggle. In Yahweh, we have that in the New Testament, the Gospels, especially with the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the rabbis and the scribes and the institution. They were seeking to set up an institution under the Roman hegemony. And therefore, Rome became the master of those religionists, those teachers and the preachers, the ones who were the custodians of the faith, right, had become, right, corrupt, political, and divisive, and that was used as a tool for power struggle. In fact, the crucifixion, the setup from the get up, right, of HaMoshiach, Bein Elohim Chaim, the Messiah, Son of the Living Elohim, Yeshua, Hanotri, Jesus of Nazareth, was based on that power struggle. Spirituality is not theology or ideology. What we have in the Logos, or the Word, right, the Word, and the Word became flesh, the Davar, Dabar, Hebraically, Davar, Dabar, and what we have in the Greek is the Logos, in the beginning was the Logos, in the beginning was the Word was with Orteos, was with God, with Elohim, and the Word, the Logos, the Davar, was Orteos, or Otheos, some would say, but Orteos was Elohim, was God. So that Word became flesh in the person of Yeshua HaNotri, revealed the true spirituality, not theology, not ideology. The teaching of the Messiah, the Bein Elohim Chaim, is true spirituality. That war, or the conflict, as it were, that we find in the gospel against the institutionalized, the Pharisees, Sadducees, the religious authorities, and their different denominations of that time, that was the corruption, the politics, the politics, the divisiveness, the power struggle, because of their imperfection. And their imperfection was because of their fokori, basically because of their sin. But see, the sin is not so much just the act. The act becomes the manifestation of the badness or the evilness of the nature and the lack of any restraint against that now, not just harming oneself in one's way, but now your fellow. And see, here's where in the eyes of he who be who he be, we are guilty, right, of hatiyat, of sin, of transgression, and we have to get into those legal, there's a very beautiful understanding when we understand what each of those words mean. And then we have that, and then we are free, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. So spirituality is not theology or ideology. What Yeshua HaNotri, Nazaretu, Jesus spoke and lived, right, he says, those follow me, right, pick up your cross and follow me. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. That is the true spirituality. Not theology or ideology. I don't mean that one can see theology in it. One can discern certain theological things or ideological things, but it, in truth, is the way, the truth, and the life is the true spirituality of His divine majesty. It is simply a way of life, pure and original, as was given by Elyon, by the Most High. Spirituality is a network linking us to Elyon, the Most High, the universe, the creation, the iration of the blameless creator, and each other. As the essence of our existence, it embodies our culture, right? Culture, if you understand what the word culture, right, you know, what it means to cultivate, right, the true culture, true identity, nationhood, and destiny. A people without a nation, they can really call their own as a people without a soul. Africa, our nation, is in spiritual and physical bondage because her leaders, as Rastaman said, they miss the mark with a chatiatot, right, because of their ocheries, right, are turning to outside forces. And the God of forces, like Daniel prophecy says, right, for solutions to African problems when everything Africa needs is within her. When African righteous people come together, the world will come together. Together, together. This is our divine destiny. And this is our divine heritage. So now, here, we are just sharing a little word right here, because when we speak about, well, Yom Kippur, notice how His Majesty spoke about a people without a nation. Right? Who are you? People that don't know what nation, so people have to accept, you know, the counterfeit. You know, legalistically speaking, if you're a so-called black American, use that. Black American, you're American, use that. But recognize the truth, you know. Recognize, remember Moshe? Moshe was up in Pharaoh's house. He knew he was a Hebrew, but the Hebrews didn't know him. Think about it for a moment. Or they didn't like what they knew of him. Remember what happened, how he was snitching on Moses, then 40 years later? Right, they wasn't ready. They wasn't ready to be free then. 40 years later, things got worse for them. Sometimes things have to get worse before they get better. And this, too, is affliction of the soul. You know, so now for nearly let's get forward to this right here. For nearly 25, or some say 26 hours, some say from several minutes before sunset on the 9th of Tishrei, right, which in this season, the September 18th, and after nightfall on the 10th of Tishrei, or the 10th of that 7th moon, in this season, this day, September 19th, we, quote, afflict our souls, end quote. Well, what does this mean? Some say that it means to fast. The simple answer that modern-day Judaism and Judaics will give you, it's to fast, right, from food. And many people begin to think that he says that we should fast. He says, afflict your souls. That's why during the Cheshbon HaNefesh, the soul searching for those 40, 49 days, right, leading up to this day and time, the Cheshbon, the soul searching, Cheshbon HaNefesh, what and where, that's always asking, 49 days ago, what and where is the soul? What and where is your soul? And question, where is the Hebrew or so-called Negro black people's soul? In other words, why aren't they called soul people anymore? We afflict our souls. We abstain from food and drink. We do not wash or anoint our bodies. Do not wear leather footwear. And abstain from marital relations or conjugal relations. Instead, our time, our iowa, right, the time and the iowa that is spent, right, we spend our time, our iowa, right, within prayer, the day in the, some in the synagogue or the Judaic church, praying for forgiveness. Now, let's consider that. Let's consider that in the context. Right? And some writers would even say, oh, we don't put no lotion. A few ones and ones were having a little interesting time looking at that. You know, like, so you're going to be all ashy or dry, but on a certain level. For some folks, that will be afflicting for you, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it be an affliction? Would it help you to focus on the psycho-spiritual aspects? That's the intent of this nearly 4,000 years ago, right? With the first Roveinu, right? Our first, we say, rabbi, you know? We had other teachers who were like teachers, but of course, in the light of whether Roveinu Moshe, and for us, Roveinu or Reboni Yeshua, the rabbi of rabbis, our black Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, why do we say that? Well, the next point we need to reason on is, what is atonement? What is Kippur? What is Kapar? What is Kafar? Have you heard of the Kafir boy? Why do they call black people Kafir? And why is the Kofar, right, that pitch, that black pitch tar, why is that one of the first uses of that with that boat or the ark of Noah? The ark of Noah. Notice that the ark of Noah, we have the black pitch. You have the overs. With the red heifer, that was the only sacrifice where the color of the sacrifice is specified. And we maintain right here the connection with our black Lord of the black Messiah and the true Yom HaKippurim. Hebraically is obvious and Hebraically is essential. So what does Yom Kippur mean for you, for I and we? It depends on our standing. In the Moshiach, it's a celebration. We celebrate because we know that he who has not just covered, see, kapar also in the Hebrew means to cover. It's almost like an insurance policy. It's an insurance policy for the previous, in a sense, year, if you reach this far right here, as well as the year forward. It's a covering. It's an insurance policy. But every year, it had to be renewed. But now, with our high priest, the high priest of our profession, Yeshua HaMoshiach, one time for all time. So in this time and season, sometimes happy, sometimes sad. Why are we happy? We're happy if we receive that salvation, right? The Yeshua of Yeshua, right? We are happy. We rejoice and are exceedingly glad. But then for our fellows, for others who have not received that, the logos, the seed, the word, the spirit, the truth, right? There's some sadness there as well. But it depends on your standing. How are you standing? What is your standing? What is your understanding, right? What is your inner standing? And what is your overstanding? So let's begin with our standing. Where are you standing? Are you standing on the rock? Or are you standing on sinking sand? We have to check ourselves so that we don't wreck our souls, 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 our souls.
Keep on loving on.
Give up.
Bye-bye. Keep on loving on.
Give up.
Bye-bye. Keep on loving on.
Give up.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. And I have to make a disclaimer right here on that Audible. That Audible is from 2018. You know, since that time, we have published some vlogs, videos, and other, you know, communication, social media. That particular speech right there, properly, it's P.K. Navenge, and it's been misattributed to Katamawi Haile Selassie. That particular speech right there, and I just went to, like, look it up quickly. I said, chant. When I heard that, I said, okay, that was at that particular time. Even in one of our books that we published, there was a question. But since social media and crowdsourcing, we began to really see and, you know, get the evidence that truly it's misquoted, you know, misattributed to Haile Selassie. But of course, we can see P.K. Navenge getting some inspiration from the actual authentic teaching of His Majesty in the Temple of the Most High, begins with the body, speech, right there. So we utilize that word sound, which has a lot of accurate points within it, you know, to articulate that audible right there. But I have to say this right here, that the Temple of the Most High begins with the body, speech, correctly. It is P.K., Brother P.K. Navenge. We even have the Africa Unity book. I think we showed this, like a red cover book with the African passport, United States of Africa, you know, with some of the themes spoken of there. And there are, you know, some excerpts concerning His Majesty, but that right there was kind of put forward somehow in Rastafari in the pre-crowdsourcing days, you know, because of some of the word sound as a speech of His Imperial Majesty. But once again, the Temple of the Most High begins with the body, word sound, that is actually P.K. Navenge. You can look it up on social media. Also, you can look it up on, if you want to get some more of the facts, I think a wiki, a couple of pages here, actually brings out some of the evidence. Check out some viral videos. We have actually the actual book, you know, where he quotes in a section where he gives some of his reasonings, you know, some very good reasoning, an African brother from Cameroon, having seen or spoken to him in over a decade plus, you know, but this particular word sound about two decades, actually, P.K. Navenge. So once again, just to update ones and ones. Yes, sir, but we still give thanks, you know, for the truth.
Give thanks unto the Black Christ, the Black Christ, the Black Christ. Give thanks unto the Black Christ, the Black Christ, the Black Christ. Give thanks unto the Black Christ, the Black Christ, the Black Christ, the Black Christ.
So yes. So here we have today's daily psalm. We have Psalm 60 coming forward after this right here.
What a offer, you know, teacher gave us life. Free without cost, priceless without price. What a offer, you know, teacher gave us life. Give thanks unto the Black Christ. Hey, yo, what a offer, you know, teacher gave us life. Free without cost, priceless without price. What a offer, you know, teacher gave us life. Give thanks unto the Black Christ. Check it. Men and people are nice who don't like cherish life. Alright, them a work be the Antichrist. Them want blood be drink, them want flesh be slice. Them can't buy me out like no peas and no rice. Life's the greatest gift, so take me advice. I want to live, they want to die, and that's their choice. Red life is so joyful, life is so nice. Red, gold and green of the ice. You say, yo, what a offer, you know, nothing that gave us life. Free without cost, priceless without price. What a offer, you know, nothing that gave us life. Give thanks unto the Black Christ. He say, yo, what a offer, you know, teacher gave us life. Free without cost, priceless without price. What a offer, you know, teacher gave us life. Give thanks unto the Black Christ, the Black Christ, the Black Christ.
Psalm 60. O God, thou hast cast us off, thou hast scattered us, thou hast been displeased. O turn thyself to us again. Thou hast made the earth to tremble, thou hast broken it. Heal the breaches thereof, for it shaketh. Thou hast showed thy people hard things. Thou hast made us to drink the wine of astonishment. Thou hast given a banner to them that fear thee, that it may be displayed because of the truth. Selah. That thy beloved may be delivered. Save with thy right hand and hear me. God has spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem and mete out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine, and Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the strength of mine head. Judah is my lawgiver. Moab is my washpot. Over Edom will I cast out my shoe. Philistia, triumph thou because of me. Who will bring me into the strong city? Who will lead me into Edom? Wilt not thou, O God, which hadst cast us off, and thou, O God, which didst not go out with our armies? Give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. Through God we shall do valiantly, for he it is that shall tread down our end, 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 tread down our end.
And here, that's right up the road. I'm hard. Go to the verse by verse. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 60, holding firm.
መዝሙር 59 በቅንፍ 60 ለመዘምራን አለቃ የሶርያን ሁለቱን ወንዞችና የሶርያን ሶባልን ባቃጠለ ጊዜ ኢዮአብም ተመልሶ ከኤዶማውያን ሰዎች በጨው ሸለቆ 12000 በገደለ ጊዜ ለትምህር የዳዊት ቅኔ አቤቱ ጣልኸን አፈረስኸንም ተቆጣኸን ይቅርም አልኸን ምድርን አናወጥካት አወካትም ተናውጣለችና ቁስሏን ፈውስ ለሕዝብ ጭንቅን አሳይሃቸው አስደንጋጩንም ወይን አጠጣህ ከቀስት ፊት ያመልጡ ዘንድ ለሚፈሩህ ምልክትን ሰጠሃቸው ወዳጆችህ እንዲድኑ በቀኝህ አድን አድምጠኝም እግዚአብሔር በቅድስናው ተናገረ ደስ ይለኛል ሴኬምንም እካፈላለሁ የሱኮትንም ሸለቆ ሰፍራለሁ ገለአድ የኔ ነው ምናሴም የኔ ነው ኤፍሬም የራሴ መጠጊያ ነው ይሁዳ ንጉሴ ነው ሞአብ መታጠቢያዬ ነው በኤዶምያስ ላይ ጫማዬን ዘረጋለሁ ፍልስጤም ይገዙልኛል ወደ ጽኑ ከተማ ማን ይወስደኛል ማንስ እስከ ኤዶምያስ ይመራኛል አቤቱ የጣልከን አንተ አይደለህምን አምላክ ሆይ ከሰራዊታችን ጋር አትወጣም በመከራችን ረድኤትን ስጠን የሰው ማዳን ከንቱ ነው በእግዚአብሔር ኃይልን እናደርጋለን እርሱ የሚያስጨንቁንን ያዋርዳቸዋልና
Psalm 60 O God, thou hast cast us off, thou hast scattered us, thou hast been displeased. O turn thyself to us again. Thou hast made the earth to tremble, thou hast broken it. Heal the breaches thereof, for it's shaken. Thou hast showed thy people hard things. Thou hast made us to drink the wine of astonishment. Thou hast given a banner to them that fear thee, that it may be displayed because of the truth. That thy beloved may be delivered. Save with thy right hand and hear me. God hath spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem and mete out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine and Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the strength of mine head. Judah is my lawgiver. Moab is my washpot. Over Edom will I cast out my shoe. Philistia, triumph thou because of me. Who will bring me into the strong city? Who will lead me into Edom? Wilt not thou, O God, which hadst cast us off, and thou, O God, which didst not go out with our armies? Give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. Through God we shall do valiantly, for he it is that shall tread down our end, 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 tread down our end.
Some people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
So here the right of the royal Amharic go through it verse by verse right here in the season, Psalm 60. Here the native speaker first, Abraham Chabuda from the King of Kings Bible, the Metzav Kedus, full of four, a cappella.
Mazmur Hamsazatin, Bekennif Silsa. ለመዘምራን አለቃ የሶርያን ሁለቱን ወንዞችና የሶርያን ሶባልን ባቃጠለ ጊዜ ኢዮአብም ተመልሶ ከኤዶማውያን ሰዎች በጨው ሸለቆ 12000 በገደለ ጊዜ ለትምህርት የዳዊት ቀኔ አቤቱ ጣልህን አፈረስህንም ተቆጣህን ይቅርም አልህን ምድርን አናወጥካት አወካትም ተናውጣለችና ቁስሏን ፈውስ ለሕዝብ ጭንቅን አሳያቸው አስደንጋጩንም ወይን አጠጣህ ከቀስት ፊት ያመልጡ ዘንድ ለሚፈሩህ ምልክትን ሰጣቸው ወዳጆችህ እንዲድኑ በቀኝህ አድን አድምጠኝም እግዚአብሔር በቅድስናው ተናገረ ደስ ይለኛል ሴኬምንም ካፈላለሁ የሱኮትንም ሸለቆ ሰፍራለሁ ገለአድ የኔ ነው ምናሴም የኔ ነው ኤፍሬም የራሴ መጠጊያ ነው ይሁዳ ንጉሴ ነው ሞአብ መታጠቢያዬ ነው በኤዶሚያስ ላይ ጫማዬን ዘረጋለሁ ፍልስጤም ይገዙልኛል ወደ ጽኑ ከተማ ማን ይወስደኛል ማንስስ ከኤዶሚያስ ይመራኛል አቤቱ የጣልከን አንተ አይደለህምን አምላክ ሆይ ከሰራዊታችን ጋር አትወጣም በመከራችን ረድኤትን ስጠን የሰው ማዳን ከንቱ ነው በእግዚአብሔር ኃይልን እናደርጋለን እርሱ የሚያስጨንቁንን ያዋርዳቸዋልና
Order. According to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, we have Mezmor Silsa, Mezmor Silsa, Pamarinya Silsa, Psalm 60. Ka Shinfet Bechwala, Yek Arrebe Beherawi Tselot. After defeat, Yek Arrebe, that which was offered, that which was presented, Beherawi, a national Beherawi Tselot, a national prayer that was offered after defeat. Ka Shinfet Bechwala, Yek Arrebe Beherawi Tselot. Now there's a compare and a contrast here that's pointed to Psalm 108 verses 6 to 13. Psalm 108 verses 6 to 13 for today's daily psalm. Now from the Royal Amharic we have that as a theme of the psalm, Kashinfet Bechwala Yekarabe Beherawi Tselot, a national prayer that was presented after defeat, Kashinfet Bechwala, after Shinfet, after defeat. In the Sefer Tehillim, in the Hebrew Psalms, Book of Psalms, here we have in the shadow of defeat. So it's a psalm concerning a, quote, defeat, in the shadow of defeat, a psalm, a prayer that was presented, a national prayer that was presented, that was offered after defeat, right? So we have a write-up right here, overview. It was a time of national humiliation, which is mirrored in this composition. In the midst of a campaign, the army had suffered a reverse. The psalm, the Mizmor, the chant, it reveals the Isis, reveals the humbled mood of the people, hoping that Exiavi, the sustainer, Ha'ilahim, the power, Ha'elohim, would retrieve their fortunes and turn defeat into victory. The title here, it points to the Edomite War. Now, we had a vlog that we did. We just uploaded it for ones and ones. Check it out, you know, as it becomes available. It's concerning the Hyksos. And the question, were the Hyksos, the ruling Hyksos, actually the Edomites? Would make a lot of sense scripturally and also according to the archaeology. But here, this title points to the Edomite War. It was an Edomite War, brother versus brother, Edomite War in which David was engaged. And a particular incident is singled out that, however, it tells of success, of victory, of success, of good results, rather than failure. The psalm, the Mizmor, right? Mizmor in the Hebrew, Mezmor, the Royal Amharic pointing enunciation, Mezmor of Dawit, Psalm of David. This Mizmor, this chant, was probably composed immediately before this exploit, this particular exploit that's pointed to in the title or in the superscription of the psalm. So in the KJV Bibles, it would be that small type after the types of the psalm, Psalm 60, you'll see the small type for the chief musician, Shushan, Adud, Miktam of David, to teach when he strove with Aram Naharaim and with Aram Zobah. And Joab,
returned and smote of Edom in the valley of Salt, 12,000. So we have today's daily psalm right here. But of course, as we like to do right here, a dubwise right here, native speaker Abraham Chebuda chanting from the King of Kings Bible, the Metzav Kedus.
Bring Christ to them, and the only purpose is to tell people
to Rastafari. Oh, here. Tell them about Rastafari.
Here.
King in the jungle, dubwise.
የሶርያንን ሶባልን ባቃጠለ ጊዜ ኢዮአብም ተመልሶ ከኤዶማውያን ሰዎች በጨው ሸለቆ 12,000 በገደለ ጊዜ ለትምህርት ሚዳዊ ቀድ አቤቱ ጣልኸን አፈረስኸንም ተቆጣኸን ይቅርማል ምድርን አናወጥካት አወካትም ተናውጣለችና ቁስሏን ሰውች ለህዝብ ጭንቅን አሳይሃች አስደንጋጩንም ወይም አጠጣ ከጠፍ ጊዜ ያመልኩ ዘንድ ለሚፈሩ ምልክትን ሰጣቸው። ወዳጆች እንዲድኑ በቀኝ አድን አድምጠኝ። እግዚአብሔር በቅድስናው ተናገረ፣ ደስ ይለኛል። ሴኬምንም እካፈላለሁ፣ የሱኮትንም ሸለቆ ሰፍራለሁ። ገለአድ የኔ ነው፣ ምናሴም የኔ ነው፣ ኤፍሬም የራሴ መጠጊያ ነው፣ ይሁዳ ንጉሴ ነው፣ ሞአብ መታጠቢያዬ ነው። በኤዶምያስ ላይ ጫማዬን ዘረጋለሁ፣ ፍልስጤም ይገዙልኛል። ወደ ጽኑ ከተማ ማን ይወስደኛል? ማንስ እስከ ኤዶምያስ ይመራኛል? አቤቱ የጣልከን አንተ አይደለህም? አምላክ ሆይ ከሰራዊታችን ጋር አትወጣ፣ በመከራችን ረድኤትን ስጠን፣ የሰውን ማዳን ከንቱ ነው። በእግዚአብሔር ኃይልን እናደርጋለን፣ እርሱ የሚያስጨንቁንን ያዋርዳቸዋልና።
Thou hast made the earth to tremble, thou hast broken steel the breaches thereof, for it's shaken. Thou hast shown thy people hard things, thou hast made us to drink the wine of astonishment. Thou hast given a banner to them that fear thee, that it may be displayed because of the truth. Steer not, that thy beloved may be delivered, save with thy right hand and hear me. God hath spoken in his holiness, I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem and beat out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine, and Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the strength of my head. Judah is my lord. Moab is my washpot. Over Edom will I cast out my shoe. Philistia, triumph thou before me. Who will bring me into the strong city? Who will lead me into Edom? Wilt not thou, O God, which hast cast us off, and thou, O God, which didst not go out with our armies? Give us help from trouble, for they took the help from man. Through God that we shall do battle.
Tread and try down the enemies. Now, very interesting when we study the Hebrew, right? The Hebrew and the Royal Amharic. Mic check. Yes, I. We study the Hebrew and the Royal Amharic. We find that in both Psalms, in the Hebrew as well as in the Amharic, we have the term chayil. The Hebrew more chayil, the Amharic more chayil, power, like. There's a rhema right now word that's coming to mind, and it's based on an audio clip. Let's see if we have this audio clip right here to kind of segue both the content of today's daily psalm, Psalm 60, and the particular incident that it speaks of. What's that audio right there? Let's see right here. Let's see if we can bring up that audio. You've heard us play this audio before. But here, as we went through the intro, especially in the Amharic, Kushin Fet Bechwala, Yekarabet Beharawi Zelot, a prayer that was offered, a prayer that was presented, was offered after defeat or after seeming defeat. And recall what occurred with Ethiopia. Okay, here's the clip right here from Hidden Empire. Hidden Empire, we call this the angel of his face. And heal up to Shocking Murray. That clip that we played praises to the Holy One of Israel, where he says that nothing told about the Lion of Judah, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, but did not mention Israel, because Judah, Yehuda, is one of the tribes of Israel. Yes, the tribe to which the gathering of the people shall be. Judah is he whom his brethren shall praise. Eyes is thee to the conquering Lion of the tribe of Judah. Here's the audio.
Oh,
1936, Ethiopia fell to a foreign power for the first time. 5 tragic years passed before the country regained its independence from fascist Italy. Since that time, Liberation Day has become a national holiday. War veterans come to Addis Ababa to pay homage to the man who led them to victory, and who has become synonymous with Ethiopia. Ethiopia, 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 Ethiopia.
Prophecy, Ethiopia, prophecy.
Ethiopia, children that will not lie. So he was their savior. In all their affliction, he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. My people, children that will not lie. So he was their savior. In all their affliction, he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them, and he bare them and carried them all the days of old. But they rebelled and vexed his Holy Spirit. He was their savior. In all their affliction, he was afflicted. In all their affliction, 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 he was afflicted. In all their affliction, he was afflicted. In all their affliction, he was afflicted. And the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them. And he bare them and carried them all the days of all, 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 all the days of all.
Yes, yes, yes. So today's daily psalm and what occurred with Ethiopia, fascist invasion, and even the seeming defeat, you know, the seeming defeat, you know, also can be brought out with today's daily psalm. There's another verse right here that actually comes to mind right here. It's from the prophet. Let's see, was it Basra? Does it talk about Basra? All right, Basra. Let's see if we have Basra. Yeah. Isaiah, Yeshayah, Esaias, Isaiah chapter 31, verse 1, where it reads, who is this that cometh from Edom, from Edom, with dyed garments from Basra, that is glorious in his apparel, traveling in the greatness of his strength. I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save. I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save. So here we have Yeshayah, a very interesting prophetic verse from Isaiah chapter 63, verse 1. And this particular verse right here, a word pick, is that favorite picture of the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, Ketamawi Haile Selassie, that coronation, one of the coronation pictures where he has the sword, right, and he's wearing the garments, and we know from the color pictures, those garments, the coronation garments with the embroidery and the red, you know, the red to them. That brings out this particular verse right there and the full of the prophecy in Yeshayahu, concerning the conquering line, the tribe of Judah, the root of David, Ketamawi Haile Selassie, Isaiah chapter 63, verse 1. And then this psalm here, Psalm 60, Mezmor Silsa, Kashinfet Bechwala, after defeat, Ye Erebe Beherawi Felot, a national prayer that was offered after defeat. Now, in the Hebrew, Psalm 60, the Samech Psalm, is themed in the shadow of defeat. That's why we share that audio right there, there, there. I'll make a ride up right here. Here, Book of the Seven Seals, Amharic Psalms of David, and the English KJV is the parallel Bible that we published circa 2011 during the 400th year of the KJV version. Now, people might ask, well, why? Why is Massey Bible? Well, here's a kind of an overview. Ethiopia, an island of Christianity, is recorded in history as having received first the Old Testament and then the New Testament earlier than most of the countries of the world. We desire that the light which comes from the scriptures may shine to all. The words of Moan Besazem Negeta Yehuda, the lion of the tribe of Judah, have prevailed. Gormawi Kamawi Haile Selassie, Imperial Majesty Haile Selassie I, Yume Exiavihir, the elect of Exiavihir, Negusa Neges, Ze Ethiopia, King of Kings of Ethiopia. So, the Amharic Psalms of David, published in this first edition by the Lion of Judah Society of His Imperial Majesty, contains both the HIM, Haile Selassie Bible, the 1954 AM, the AM is the Ethiopic time, 1954, Ameta Mehiret, Year of Mercy, corresponding to 1961, Anno Domini, Year of Our Lord, the Emperor's Bible, i.e., the officially authorized and revised Amharic Bible, diligently compared side by side right here, here, here in this edition with the KJV, the authorized King James 1611 AD version. Let me just say this for the record because some get confused. There's a lot of different Amharic Bibles out there, and we've kind of traced and can map the trajectory of all their origins, but there's only one King of Kings Bible. Right, so you might have come across some other Bibles, and some of them were translated from Western Gentile versions. However, the King of Kings Bible, first translation from the Ethiopic manuscripts contained by the Israelites in the Orthodox Church of Ethiopia, and then after the liberation, according to the 1961 Revised Amharic Speech, that is actually the foreword of the 1961 Book of the Seven Seals, His Majesty's Bible, the Authorized Revised Amharic Bible, where he says that after the translation from the Gutters and the Ethiopic manuscripts, then a diligent compare to the Masoretic, to the Masoretawi, Ebraist, the groundational Hebrew of the Old Testament, as well as the Koine Greek of the New Testament. So the Bible has been properly sorted. It's definitely in fulfillment of that word from beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, he would turn to the people a pure language that's been refined. And in our translation and study and comparing it with the Hebrew as well as the Septuagint, there are very, very interesting highlights, even certain things that are maintained in His Majesty's Bible from the ancient scriptures that was first received in the Hebrew of the Old Testament times and then in the Koine Greek of the New Testament times. So here, just to go through this right here, just to give an overview. So there's a practical format text and compilation book designed for all those who are interested in comparative biblical translations of the Holy Scriptures, especially the Imperial Ethiopic or the Royal Amharic, Nugusawi, Lasana Nugusa Neges, the Nugusawi Amarinya Bible, and the Old English Version. In essence, both the RAB, referred to sometimes as the RAB for the Revised Amharic Bible, the Rab, and the KJV, King James Version, are the only royally authorized versions. Just a note here that His Majesty's Bible, the King of Kings Bible, the Conquering Lion, the Tribe of Judah's Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, and the King James Version are the only royally authorized versions of the Holy Bible to be diligently translated and officially published in their respective Christian peoples, nations, and churches, amongst the respective Christian peoples and churches, namely that of Great Britannia and Imperial, the King of Kings, Ethiopia, amongst the Ethiopian Orthodox Tewahedo Church. Now, this is an exception. One not since surpassed or even followed by any other sovereigns or Christian rulers in the entire modern world to date. In other words, we find it to be ironic because when we read about Christian nations of Europe and we look at the Torah and the scripture where it says that the leaders who are upon a throne that is connected with Christ and thus connected with the Hebrew and the Judaic heritage, that they are to publish the scripture and the scripture is also to guide them in their respective reigns. But the only kings, right, that made any claims biblical, right, especially biblical, that did publish was in 1611 the King James Version amongst the Anglo-European, Anglo-American nations and the King of Kings Bible amongst I. So this last part here, therefore we are pleased, happy, and give heartfelt praise to Jah in the new and prophetic name of Rastafari to have this book, the Amharic Psalms of David, published in the 400th anniversary year of the first printing and publication of the King James Version of the 1611 A.D. Holy Bible. So that's just a little write-up on this particular book, and one can find it. I think it's available, the first edition on Amazon, Amharic Psalms of David and the English KJV, the Psalms of David, the Parallel, referred to as the Parallel Bible Version. And this is focusing on the Book of Psalms, His Imperial Majesty Bible and the KJV side by side. And we have an introduction and some annotation and some brief commentary. Now, today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order, Psalm 60, is one such psalm that we do have certain notes that are crucial and critical to I and I study. So make I and I write up right here. We have Psalm 60. Mezmore Dawit, Psalm of David, Mezmore Dawit, Hamsa Zeteng, Bekinfwist Silsa. So here what we have from His Majesty's Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, we have Mezmore Dawit. Mezmore Dawit is a good is construction that means Psalm of David, literally. Mezmore, Psalm, Chant, Isis, Dawit, of David. Here it's numbered from the old numbering, Hamsa, or Hamsa Zeteng, which is 59. Bekinfwist, in parentheses, it has the cipher, the Ethiopic cipher for Silsa, which is 60. So the psalm, it is a different numbering from the old manuscripts to the later manuscripts, but His Majesty's Bible reflects this particular, the old numbering, as well as the reference to the new numbering. So in the old numbering, this was Psalm 59. In the latter-day numbering is Psalm 60. Mezmore Dawit, Hamsa Zeten Bekinfwist, Silsa. Psalm of David, 59, in parentheses, Psalm 60. So here, the superscription first right here. To the chief musician, KJV, to the chief musician upon Shushan Edut, Miktam of David to teach, when he strove with Aram Naharaim and with Aram Zobah, when Joab returned and smote Edom in the Valley of Salt, 12,000. Bamarinya in the Amharic, the son of Negus Neges, the language of the King of Kings. Lemezem Rana Leka, Ye Soriana Huletuna, when Zochina, Ye Soriana Sobalin, Bakat Elegize, Ioabim Temelso, Ka Edomawiana Sewocha Becho Sheleko, Asarahu Letashi Begedele Gize, Letim Herit Ye Dawit Mezmur. So this is the superscription that most time people avoid, the superscription, but the superscription is very, very important because it puts the psalm in its proper Hebraic, its Israelite, its true context. So here the superscription, Lemezemran, Mezemran, Mezemran from the root Zemre, as we have in Mezmur, means Isis. Here the reference is to the Isisers or the chanters, or we may say the chorus, but the chanters, those who chant the praises. Lemezemran. For the Mezemran, the chanters, Aleka. The Aleka is the chief. So thus, to the chief musician. Ye Sorian, Huletun, Wenzochina. Of Syria, Huletun, the two rivers. Huletun, Huletun, the two Wenzoch rivers. Ye Sorian of Syria, Huletun, two Wenzochina rivers. And Ye Sorian of Syria, the Syrian, Sobalin. Sobal of the Syrians, Bakat Elegizeh. Bakat Elegizeh. It's interesting. Bakat Elegizeh in the time that he burnt. Bakat Elegizeh in the time that he burnt. Sorian Huletuna Wenzoch. This corresponds here to Aram Naharaim and Aram Zoba. Aram Soba. Aram is the original way to refer to the ancient Aramaeans, or the ancient, what they say, Assyrians or Ashurian or Sirens. Right, Aram Naharaim and Aram Zobah. So here it says, Bakat Elegizeh, when he burnt Ioabim, when Joab had burnt them, right, Temel So and returned, right, Ka Edomawiyan Sewoch, from the men or the people of Edom, Becho, Chel Salt, Sheleko, in the Salt Valley, Asara Hulet, Asara 10 and Hulet, 10 and 2, 12, She, Asara Hulet She, a She is a thousand, Asara Hulet She, 12,000. Begedele Gize, when he killed, or slaughtered, when he smote, but when he killed, Begedele Gize, when he killed the 12,000, right, from the men of Edom in the Valley of Salt, right? Let him herit. Timherit Bamrinya means a teaching. So it says, Miktam of Dawid to teach, right? Let him herit for teaching. Ye Dawid of David, Mezmur, a psalm, a chant, Isis of Dawid, Isis of the well-beloved. So that's the superscription, the first verse, a crucial verse right there. And here in our parallel Bible published in the 400th year, here we have some footnotes we like to share at the outset. We'll help to put the psalm into both its true historical context, and then we can apply the prophetic context. Right? But first, the true context of the psalm. So here, looking over the superscription again to the chief musician upon Shushan Edut. Shushan Edut. So we have Shushan Edut. What is Shushan Edut, or Shushan Edut? Shushan, interpreted from the Hebrew, means lily. A Shushan is a lily, right? Lily. Edut, right? Edut means like a testimony, or a witness, right? The lily, the trumpet of speech, the lily, the trumpet of testimony. Now, in the margin of the First Schofield Study Bible, KJV, First Schofield Study Bible, this is what we have in the margin. It says, the lily or trumpet of speech. Shushan Edut. Literally, more directly in the Hebrew, Shushan Edut would be the lily of witness, the lily of testimony, and the lily is an allegorical word pick, Hebraically, for a trumpet. So lily, trumpet, and the Passover also, you know, the key theme with the trumpet and lily, you know, that trumpet and lily. So here, referring to Shoshanim, Shoshanim. So we have two forms in the Hebrew, the Shushan, which is an individual lily, Shushan Edut, a lily of testimony, more correctly, a lily of testimony, and we have Shoshanim. Shoshanim is lilies or trumpets. So we have footnotes on Psalm 45 that also has the Shushan Shoshanim theme, and Psalm 69. So Edut, second part, Shushan Edut. Edut in the Hebrew refers to testimony or witness. Testimony or witness. To the chief musician upon Shushan Edut. To chief musician upon a lily of speech, a lily of witness, a lily of testimony. Miktam of David to teach when he strove with Aram Naharaim. Now Aram Naharaim, Aram of the two rivers, Nahar, where we get Nile. Nile is linked with the Hebrew Nahar. Aram Nahar, Naharim, Nile, Aram Naharaim. So here, next footnote right here, footnote 57, it says, this is the name of the land, Aram Naharaim, right, from the Hebrew, Aram Naharaim. Here we have this Bamarinya as Yesorian Huletun Wenzoch, the two rivers of Syria, or Hebraically the more archaic, Aram Naharaim. This is the name of the land of the two streams in what's called Mesopotamia, or when we look at the planisphere, look at the heavens, where it is the region of the two waters, heavenly and the heavenly type, the second of the two truths, is the region of the two waters of the celestial Nahar, the celestial now. There's the celestial Nahar, the celestial river, the celestial now, the celestial river of Tobia, of Ethiopia. This was the region of Sesenu. And this is now linking for where we came out of Kemet, as Moshe was learned in all the wisdom of the Egypts. This was the region of Sesenu in the astronomical allegory. There was a great empire of the Chita, called biblically the Hittites, that lay in the vast plain of Mesopotamia. And let's note this too, the Hittites were of Ham. They were Hamites. This idea that one son was black, one was white, and one was in between, that's all nonsense. Just to point that out right there. But speaking of the great empire of the Chita, biblically the Hittites, that lay in the vast plain of Mesopotamia, or the Naharaim of the double river, the land of Naharaim, in the neighborhood of the upper, what's known as the upper Rutenu. This is the Aram Naharaim, or Aram of the two rivers, mentioned in the Hebrew writings, the land of the two streams, or the double stream land, that lay between the river Tigris, and Euphrates. There are the two currents, one from Egypt, has two currents, one from Mitzrayim, from Kemet, the head capital, Egypta, and one from Aram, or the later Soria, Osirian, Ashurian, which meet in the Abrahamic and Mosaic renderings of this same original mythos, or this ancient story and narrative that we find in many of the different cultures of people, but here, the Hebrew perspective. So that's the second footnote right there concerning the Aram of the two rivers. So here, let's begin with what would be the KJV first verse, right? Hebraically, actually, this would be, I think, the third verse. Let's look at this from the Hebrew for a moment right here. In the Hebrew, what you see as the first verse in KJV version of Psalm 60, in the Hebrew, that's the third verse. So even that proves how important the superscription, just to give an emphasis on the superscription. But here, Besama'ab, Wawelit, Wemenfis, Kadus, Sahadu, Amlak, name the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, one source. Superscription, again, first, Mezmore Dawit, Hamsa Zetend, Kinswista Salasa, Le Mezamran Aleka, Yesorian, Huletun, Wenzochina, Yesorian, Sobalin, Bakat Alegize, Ioabim, Atemelso, Kaidomawian Sewoch, Vichawa Sheleko, Asara Huletchi, Begedalegize, Letem Herit, Ye Dawit, Mezmore, to chief musician upon Shushan, and do the Mikhtam of David to teach when he strove with Aram Naharaim and Aram Sova, when Eob, Joab returned and smote and slaughtered of Edom, in the valley of salt 12,000. Here, Kut'ar'an, verse 1. Abetu, al-hen, aferesa henim, tekut ahen, yikrim, al-hen. O God, Abetu, my father's father, O father of the house, Abetu, thou hast cast us off. Thou, the eye has scattered us, scattered I and I. Thou, the eye has been displeased. O turn thyself to us, to I and I again. Abetu, al-hen, aferesa henim, Al-hen, you have thrown us down, you have cast us down, Al-hen, I, male, has cast I and I down, Afares henim, and you have demolished us, Afares, like to demolish a wall, a building, you have demolished us, right, a sense of scattered, but like demolishing us, the bait, the house of Israel, you have demolished us, Al-hen, Afares henim, and demolished us, Tekwet ahen, you have been angry with us, Tekwet ahen, Yikrim, al-hen, yikrim, yikar, and forgive, yikrim, al-hen, forgive and forgive us. So the sense of, O turn thyself to us again, brought out in the Metaf Kedus as yikrim, al-hen, and you have forgiven us, and you have forgiven us. The sense comes out like you have forgiven us. Kutar Hulet, verse 2. Midrin, anawet ahat, awekahatim, te naut alechna, kwisluan, fawis. Thou hast made the earth to tremble. Thou, the eye, has broken it. Heal the breaches thereof, for it shaketh. Here, Kuter Hulet, verse 2. Midrin, earth, anawet ahat, anawet ahat. You have caused the earth, the midr, you have caused her to shake, anawet ahat, to quake in that sense. Midrin, anawet ahat, you have caused the land, the earth, to quake. Awek hatim, and you have like disturbed her. You've disturbed her, bringing out the sense of has broken her, like agitated her, wake a hot him, her. Tenaut alechina, tenaut alechina, tenaut alechina, and she is shaken. She is shaken. She's trembled. Tenaut alechina, kuswan, kusul, kusul is a wound. Kuswa, kuswa, her wound. Kuswan, her wound. Fos, heal. Direct command to he who be who he be. Fos, fos, heal. Kuswan, fos. Midrin, anawet ahat, aweka hatim. Tenaut alechina, kuswan, fos. Verse 3. Lehizbe kinkin asaya hacho asa denagatunim woin atetahen. Verse 3. Thou hast shewed thy people hard things. Thou hast made us, I and I, to drink the wine of astonishment. Lehizbe his people. Lehizbe for your people, your male people, for your people. Speaking to he. Hizbe chink chink chink. Tight things, anxiety, chink, and come cheneke, like something to be tight. So it can refer to literally like a tight situation or physically or psycho-spiritually, like anxiety. Chinkin, chinkin asaye hacho. You have shown them. Lehizbe, chinkin asaye hacho. You have shown your people like anxiety, in that sense, tight, difficult, hard things, so to speak. Asadena gachunim, asden gachunim. That which causes mental shock, as den gachunim, wine. Wine that causes a mental state of shock, as den gachunim, wine, atetahen. You've caused, atetahen, you could drink wine that causes a mental shock, puts us in a mental state of shock, astonishment, so to speak. Kutar arat, verse 4. Kakesit fita yameltu zen, yemiya faruha milikatin sekahacho. Thou hast given a banner to them that fear, that reverence thee, I, that it may be displayed because of the truth, Selah. Here, verse 4, Kut'arat, Kakesit, Kakest, Kakest feet. Kest is like a bow, right? Like a bow, right? Like a rainbow or like even the more military, ancient military bow, right? Kakesit from the bow, feet, from the presence, from the face of the bow. Yamel tu zen. So that they escape from the face of the bow. So that they escape from the face of the bow, it says here in the Royal Amharic, Lemi Faruh. Lemi Faruh. Those who ferra, right? Those who ferra, in that sense. Like we say, Teferi, Teferra. Those who reverence, those who fear. Lemi Faruh. Those who fear the eye, male. Milikit, Milikit, Milikit. Milikit is like a sign, right? A sign. Milikitin, Setahacho. You have given them a sign. Now, here, this link with the banner, right? The banner is speaking of the flag, right? The flag, even the flag of the conquering lion of the tribe of Yehuda, Moa, Anbesa, Zeimne, Negeda, right? Sendek Alema, given a banner, a flag, for those who reverence, who respect, who Yemi Faru, who, you say, Farai, the eye, Yemi, Lemi Faru, Melikatin, Set Ahat Cho. Here, Kutalamis, verse 5. What a Joche, indeed the new. Bekenye adin, adimat enye, that thy beloved may be delivered, saved with thy right hand, and hear me, and hear I. Hear. Wadajoche, wadajoche. Wadajoche is like to say beloved, like beloved ones. In a sense, it could be like lovers, but in a sense of like beloved ones, loved ones. Wadajoche, the I, male beloved ones. Wadajoche, those who are in, as I know Rastafari say, the I vine, wadada. Wadajoche, wadajoche, indeed dinu, indeed dinu. So that they be denna, so that they be saved, they be delivered, they be safe, they be well, they be denna. Wadajoche, indeed denu, bekenye, bekenye, kenye, 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 kenye is the right hand, kenye, your male right hand, bekenye, by way of your right hand, adin, 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 make them denna, save them, deliver them, make them well, bekenye, adin, adim tenyen, adim tenyen. And not just hear me, but like pay attention to me. It's like more, you know, like when not just hearing, but really listening. Like really pay attention, listen to me attentively. Adim tenyem. Wadajoche indeed the new the kenya adin. Adim tenyem. Kuter sedist. Verse 6. Exiavia bekristenau tenagre desa yilenyam sekeminim akafelalo yesukotenim shaliko isefralo. God, Exiavia, the sustainer, have spoken. have spoken in his holiness, his idleness. I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem and mete out the valley of Sukkot. Exiavihar, the sustainer, the good, the excellent Ab Father, Exiavihar, the sustainer, Be Kedisinau. Kedisinau, from the Kedis, a holy set apart, Be Kedisinau, in his Kedisinau, his idleness. Be Kedisinau, in his holiness, Tenagre, have spoken, Tenagre, Exiavihar, Be Kedisinau, Tenagre. Des Yelenya, des happiness, Yelenya. I will rejoice, I will be happy. Des, happiness says to I, bringing out the sense of I will rejoice. Des Yelenya, Sekem, Sekem, Sekem here in the Royal Amharic for the Shechem, Shechem in the Hebrew, Shechem, here Sekem, Sekem in them, and Sekem or Shechem, Ikafalalo, Ikafalalo, I will apportion, to say like portion out, right, the kufale, Ikafalalo, I will portion out, I will divide, I will portion out, Shechem. Now Shechem in the Hebrew means burden, but then Shechem also from the Hebrew to the Ethiopic has a sense of the shoulder from the root sense. The burden, the shoulder, get it? The burden carried on the shoulder. But here, Sekeminim, Ikafalalo. Yes, Sukkotinim, Sukkot, Sukkot right here for the Hebrew Sukkot, which means booth, right, or tabernacles, or in a sense huts, huts, where it says, and meet out the valley of Sukkot. Yes, Sukkotinim, Sheleko, Isefralo. I will meet out, I will measure out, the valley of booths, of huts, of tabernacles. Exialia de Kedisinau Tenagre. Verse 7. Gelaada yeneno, Menasem yeneno, Ephraim yerase metegiano, Yehuda neguseno. Gilead is mine and Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the strength. It's the strength of mine head. Judah, Yehuda, is my lawgiver. Kutar Sabat, verse 7 here, King of Kings Bible, Gilead, 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 Yene, Yene, of I, my, Yene, my, literally, Ye, of Ine, of I, Yeneno, is mine, Gilead, Yeneno, Gilead, Yeneno, Gilead is mine, Manasseh, and Manasseh, 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 Yeneno, is mine, Ephraim, 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 Yerase, Metegiano, Ephraim or Ephraim, for Ephraim, Ephraim, yeah, of Rase, Rase, of my head. In the Hebrew we have Rosh, in the Amharic we have Ras, coming from the is Ris, Rosh, Ras, yeah, Rase, of my head. Metegia, Metegia. Metegia, interesting, is like a refuse, Tega, like a place that one goes for safety, like the safety in that sense. Metegia, Tega, Tega, right, is like the shield, almost like a shield of my head, bringing out that sense, the refuge of my head. Ephraim, Yerase, Metegiano. But here's the key part here concerning Yehuda in the Metzav Kedus, in the King of Kings Bible. It says, Judah is my lawgiver, when we look at the Hebrew, but here we have Yehuda, Neguseno. Yehuda, Judah, Neguseno. This is interesting right here because when we look at the Hebrew, just let's go right here to the Hebrew. In the Hebrew, it says, Judah is my scepter. Judah, Yehuda, mechokeki. Yehuda, mechokeki. Mechokeki. So mechokeki is like a scepter, right? Alluding to Jacob's bracha, Jacob's blessing in Genesis chapter 49, verse 10. The scepter, mechokeki, is the emblem of ruling power. And in Yehuda, in Judah's capital, Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, the seat of government was located. So just to point that out right here, but in the Metzav Kedus, bringing out directly Yehuda, Judah, Neguse, Neguse, my king, Neguse, no, is my king, Judah is my king. Gilead, yeneno, Menasseh, yeneno, Ephraim, yerase, metegiano, Yehuda, Neguse, no. Kutel Semint, verse 8. Moab, metatebiayeno, be edomiaslai, chamayena zergalo, Philistim, yigazul linyal, Moab, Moab is my washpot, over Edom will I cast out my shoe. Philistia, Palestinia, Philistia, triumph thou because of me, because of I. Moab, Moab, metat ebiyayeno, is like my washing thing, to say like my wash pot, my washing thing. Moab, metat ebiyayeno, be edomias, lie upon edomias, the Edomians, the Edomites, edomias, be edomias, lie upon Edom, chamayin, chamaye, chamashu, My chamaye, my shoe, chamaye is a regalo. Here, the English says, I will cast out my shoe, but it's a regalo. It's like to say when it says, Ethiopia shall stretch forth her hands, to zaregalech, so it's like to stretch forth. I will stretch forth my shoe, right, upon Edom, be'edom yas lai, against Edom, upon Edom. Chamayin is a regalo. Philistim, Philistia or Palestinia, yigezu linya. The Amharic here, yigezu, to submit, linya, will submit to I. Philistim, Philistia, Palestinia, will submit to me, will submit to I. Puter zetain. There's a sign of this right here, even when His Majesty, during the fascist invasion, went to Jerusalem, we get to see a foreshadowing of Philistim, yigezu linya. Philistia triumphing because of the King of Kings, because in the verse before it says, Yehuda, Judah, neguseno, Judah is my king. Here, Kutar Zetain, verse 9. What is inu katama? Man, you was tenyal? Man is iska domyasa yimaranyal? Who will bring me into the strong city? Who will lead me to Edom? What a sinu. Where de towards sinu. Sinu, like a firm. To say strong, but like a firm. What a sinu katama. To the firm city. What a sinu katama. Man. Who? Man. Yewestenyal. Will take me. Who will take me? To say bring me. Who will take me towards the strong city? What a sinu katama. Man yewestenyal. Manis, man who, manis, and who, manis, iska domyas, yimaranyal, and who iska, towards or until Edom, like it has a sense of like reaching from here to there, so who to Edom, yimaranyal, who will lead me to Edom, what is inu katama, man yu estanyal, manis iska domyas, yimaranyal, puter aser, verse 10, avetu. Yet alhen, ante idalahiminin, ante idalahiminin, hamlakoi kasarawitachin gar atawetam. Wilt not thou avir to my father's father, father of the house? Wilt not the I avir to, who has cast us off, and thou the I, amlakoi O source, O God, amlakoi O source, who didst not go out with our armies? So here we have a question and a statement. In KJV, we have two questions. Wilt not thou, O God, O Elohim, who has cast us off, and thou, O Elohim, who did not go out with our armies? Here we have Abirtu, my father, father of the house, Abirtu. Yet Alhen, you have cast us off. Ante, you yourself. I delehimin, like a question raising the voice. Isn't it you who have cast us off, father of the house, Abirtu? Yet alhen, ante idelehiminin, amlakoi, O source, O God, kas sarawitachin gar. Sarawit is like host, sarah like is a worker. So the workers, the laborers, sarawitachin, a host, campaigners, an army. In this context, an army. Kas sarawitachin, kas sarawitachin gar, with our sarawit, sarawitachin, our sarawit, our armies. Kasarawitachin gar, and with our armies, atawetam, you did not go out. You did not go out. O Amlak, O source, you did not go out with our armies. Kutarasaraan, verse 11, right here. Bemekrachin redetin, siten. Yesowim, madan, kentu, no. Give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. Bemekarachin, mekara, trouble, mekarachin, our trouble, our like tribulation. Bemekarachin, red eight, help. So it's a good is construction here. Red eight, help, assistance in that sense. Bemekarachin, red eight, sit ten, give I and I, sit ten, red eightin, sit ten. Bemekarachin, in trouble, give us help, assistance. Bemekarachin, in trouble. Bemekarachin, red eight, sit ten. Yesowim. So in Amharic is for man, right? Like a man, it could be in a singular sense. It's similar to how Adam is used in the Hebrew. Adam can refer to the Adam in the beginning, Ha-Adam, or it can refer to man in the general sense. Such is the Ethiopic term, so. So here, yes, so, of man, yes, so, whim, and of man, madan, man's well-being, dehna, right? Man's salvation, man's well-being. Dena, we say Dena, Xiaoyu Mesken, Medhanit, Medane, Alem, Savior of the World, but come down to well-being, the well-being of man. The Hebrew brings out the sense of the salvation of Adam, right? The salvation of Adam. Kentu, no. Kentu, vain, nawu. It is vain. The Mekarachin, Redetin, Asiten. Yesawim, Madan, Kentu, no. Uter, Asara, Hulet. Verse 12, right here, here, here. The Egziariher, Hailin, Inadar Galen. Arsu Yemiasa Chenkunin Yawar Dachwalina through Egziaviher to the sustainer. The good, the excellent Ab Father through the sustainer. The Egziaviher. Chayil. Chayilin. Chayilin. Powerfully, power overcoming, prevailing power. The KJV has, through God we shall do valiantly. Through God we shall do valiantly. To compare and contrast right here with the Hebrew, in the Hebrew it says, Belohim, na iseh, chayil, Belohim, be in Elohim, Belohim, in Elohim, na iseh, na iseh, na iseh, we will do chayil, na iseh, chayil, Belohim, na iseh, chayil, Belohim, na iseh, chayil, we will do chayil, we will do powerfully. Bamarinya, in the King of Kings Bible, we have, be'egziariher, chaylin, Chaylin, chayil, power, powerfully, inader galen, we will do, inader galen, the exiavi and the sustainer, chaylin, inader galen, through exiavi and sustainer, we will do power, we will do chayil, we will do powerfully, belohim, na ise chayil, na ise chayil, we will do chayil. Ursu, he himself, yemiyasa chenkunin, yemiyas chenkunin, those who cause us chenk, cheneke, those who cause us anxiety, difficulty, straight, tight conditions. Arsu, he himself, Yemiyas Chenkunin, those who cause us anxiety, Yawardachualina, he will humble them. He will actually, Yawardachualina, doesn't mean to bring down, but has a sense of almost humiliate them. Arsu, Yemiyas Chenkunin, Yawardachualina. Fulfillment right here, here, here. Yes, I, but that interesting point about the Chayil, there's other verses as well, the Chayil, right, through Exiavia, through Elohim. Only with his aid, his guidance, itection, only in his way, truth, and life, and liberty, is victory possible, and for show, for show, for show, for show. Here, 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 the native speaker, Abraham Chebuda, right up the chant, right here, here, here. Bamarinda.
የሶሪያን ሁለቱን ወንዞችና የሶሪያን ሶባልን ባቃጠለ ጊዜ ኢዮአብም ተመልሶ
መዝሙር 59 በቅንፍ 60 ለመዘምራን አለቃ የሶሪያን ሁለቱን ወንዞችና የሶሪያን ሶባልን ባቃጠለ ጊዜ ኢዮአብም ተመልሶ ከኤዶማውያን ሰዎች በጨው ሸለቆ 12000 በገደለ ጊዜ ለትምህርት የዳዊት ቀኔ አቤቱ ጣልህን አፈረስህንም ተቆጣህን ይቅርም አልህን ምድርን አናወጥካት አወካትም ተናውጣለችና ቁስሏን ፈውስ ለሕዝብ ጭንቅን አሳይሃቸው አስደንጋጩንም ወይን አጠጣህን ከቀስት ፊት ያመልጡ ዘንድ ለሚፈሩህ ምልክትን ሰጠሃቸው ወዳጆችህ እንዲድኑ በቀኝሃድን አድምጠኝም እግዚአብሔር በቅድስናው ተናገረ ደስ ይለኛል ሴኬምንም ካፈላለሁ የሱኮትንም ሸለቆ ሰፍራለሁ ገለአድ የኔ ነው ምናሴም የኔ ነው ኤፍሬም የራሴ መጠጊያ ነው ይሁዳ ንጉሴ ነው ሞአብ መታጠቢያዬ ነው በኤዶምያስ ላይ ጫማዬን ዘረጋለሁ ፍልስጤም ይገዙልኛል ወደ ጽኑ ከተማ ማን ይወስደኛል ማንስ እስከ ኤዶሚያስ ይመራኛል አቤቱ የጣልከን አንተ አይደለህምን አምላክ ሆይ ከሰራዊታችን ጋር አትወጣም በመከራችን ረድኤትን ስጠን የሰው ማዳን ከንቱ ነው በእግዚአብሔር ኃይልን እናደርጋለን እርሱ የሚያስጨንቁንን ያዋርዳቸዋልና
Da-da.
all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of himself, mighty and thunderable, exhibit massacre on Yahweh, the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
Psalm 60. O God, thou hast cast us off, thou hast scattered us, thou hast been displeased. O turn thyself to us again. Thou hast made the earth to tremble, thou hast broken it. Heal the breaches thereof, for it's shaken. Thou hast showed thy people hard things. Thou hast made us to drink the wine of astonishment. Thou hast given a banner to them that fear thee, that it may be displayed because of the truth. That thy beloved may be delivered. Save with thy right hand and hear me. God hath spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem and mete out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine and Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the strength of mine head. Judah is my lawgiver. Moab is my washpot. Over Edom will I cast out my shoe. Philistia, triumph thou because of me. Who will bring me into the strong city? Who will lead me into Edom? Wilt not thou, O God, which hadst cast us off, and thou, O God, which didst not go out with our armies? Give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. Through God we shall do valiantly, for he it is that shall tread down our end, tread down our end, tread down our end.
מזמור סמך למנצח על שושן עדות, מכתם לדוד ללמד, והצותו את ארם נהריים ואת ארם צובה, וישוב יואב ויח את אדום בגי מלח, שנים עשר א'. אלוהים זנחתנו פרצתנו, ענפת תשובב לנו, הרעשת ארץ וצמת, רפא שבריה חימטה. הראית עמך קשה, השקיטנו יין תרעלה, נתת לרעך נס להתנוסס מפני קושת סלע. למען יחלצון ידידיך, הושיע ימינך וענני. אלוהים דיבר בקודשו, אעלוזה אחלקה שכם, ועמק סוכות המדד. לי גלעד ולי מנשה, ואפרים מעוז ראשי, יהודה מחוקקי. מואב סיר רחתי, על אדום אשליך מעלי, עלי פלשת התרועי. מי יובילני עיר מצור, מי נחני עד אדום? הלא אתה אלוהים זנחתנו, ולא תצא אלוהים בצבאותינו. הבה לנו עזרת מצר, ושב תשועת אדם. באלוהים נעשה חיל, והוא יבוס צרינו, 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 צרינו.
Scatter thou the people that delight in war. Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah. Psalm 60. O God, thou hast cast us off, thou hast scattered us, thou hast been displeased. O turn thyself to us again. Thou hast made the earth to tremble, thou hast broken it. Heal the breaches thereof, for it's shaken. Thou hast showed thy people hard things. Thou hast made us to drink the wine of astonishment. Thou hast given a banner to them that fear thee, that it may be displayed because of the truth. Selah. That thy beloved may be delivered. Save with thy right hand and hear me. God hath spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem and mete out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine, and Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the strength of mine head. Judah is my lawgiver. Moab is my washpot. Over Edom will I cast out my shoe. Philistia, triumph thou because of me. Who will bring me into the strong city? Who will lead me into Edom? Wilt not thou, O God, which hadst cast us off, and thou, O God, which didst not go out with our armies? Give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. Through God we shall do battle, for he it is that shall tread down our enemies.
Allah Shushan Eduta Miktam Ledawid Le Lamed Behas Oto Etaram Naharaim We Etaramas Oba Wayashav Yoaba Wayaka Ete Doma Begeya Melach Shneim Asar Aleph Elohim zenachetanu, tziratzetanu, anafta tishovev lanu, hira'a shita eretza, tizametaha refa, shibareha kimata, hira'ita, Amika Ashe Kisha Kiatanu Yaina Taraela Natata Lia Reka Nesa Lihita No Seisa Mipneya Koshet Sela Lemaana Yea Halskuna yedia de ka Hoshi a yimine ka Waya neni Elohima dibera Dik adisho E izola E halika Shikema we aimeka Sukota amaded Lee Giliada with Lee Menashe with Ephraim Maoza Roshi Yehuda Nia Hokeki Moab Sira Rachisia Allah Edoma Eshalika Naeli Alaya Pelesheta Hita Ro'ai Mi Yobileini Ira Matsor Mia Nacheni Ada Edom Halo ata Elohim Zenachetanu Ulo teis Elohim Bez Ivotenu Habalanu Ezarata Misara We Ashava Te Eshuata Adam Elohim Na Ese Hail Wehua Yabusa Zarenu
For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another stammering lips and another stammering lips and 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 another tongue and another tongue to this place, speak to this place, speak to this place.
Shalom, Chabarim, Talmudim, Shalanu. Know how we do. This is a review right here. We had Mizmor Samech. So we went through a verse by verse from the Sefer Tehillim. I was looking at the printed copy right there, and, you know, and just going over it, you know, after, I guess you call it post-production, we share it. Hopefully we'll share it with the ones and ones and ones. Maybe before we'll just point out this nuance, this difference here. So here, first things first, let's bring up the verse. It'll be verse 6 in the KJV version. However, when we're in the Sefer Tehillim, the Hebrew Psalter, we find the verse right here, actually in the 8th verse. It's the verse, Elohim, Diber, Bir, Kadsho, E-Eloza, but we're reading it as E-El-Za, because of the pointing here in the print copy. But as we did a little more research on it, a more fuller expression of I will triumph, I will exalt, E-Eloza. So if you hear it say E-El-Za, that was an earlier reading before we did a little bit of review right here on the point and the fuller full of this particular expression right here. This is a key verse here. Here we are in the 8th verse when we're coming from the Sefer Tehillim, Mizmor Samech, right? Psalm alphanumerically LX, Psalm 60, Mizmor Samech. Samech, the Hebrew letter that signifies a numerical value of 60. So in the Hebrew alphanumerics, referring to the Psalms, of the Psalms, we call it Mizmor Samech. Now, this section here, KJV, it'd be verse 6 in the King James Version. So you look at the King James Version, it would read something a little bit like this, where it says that God hath spoken in his holiness, I will rejoice, I will divide Shechem and meet out the valley of Sukkot, right, or Sukkoth, right, according to the KJV. So what do we have right here? Here we have today's daily psalm and the season, reason of the season, and in particular here, zooming in on the pointing. Now, there's been a lot of I would say controversy concerning the pointing when they came in, whether it's really legitimate or not. We say that, yes, the pointing do matter, and yes, there's more than one or two vowels, or more than three vowels in the Hebrew. There are 7 primary tones. Right? This is preserved in the Etho-Semitic, the Etho-Shemitic, that's referred to academically as the Afro-Semitic or Afro-Asiatic languages. Right? Many charts nowadays, the later charts, try to say it's a Proto-Canaanite, but we really say a Proto-Ethiopia or Ethiopic, Proto-Ethiopic, and we get into the details on those reasons and also what proofs we have, but it's very clear that there are 7 primary tones. Basically, using the aleph sonant for the basic vowel, there's the e, u, e, I, a, e, and o as well. The e, u, e, I, a, e, o, right? Not just an a, not just a u, and not just an e sound. Those are, we could say, the basics. That's the basics. But then there's the nuances. And the nuances, as we go through in the Midrash, the Sefer, you know, the Sefer Midrash, or the Midrash of the Sefer Tehillim and the Beit Midrash in our study. So we're just zooming in on verse 6. When we get to verse 6 from the King James Version, that reads, God hath spoken in his holiness. Some translators bring out the sense of that Elohim has spoken in his sanctuary. So we have Elohim, Diber Bikadsho. Elohim diber b'kadsho. E-Eloza. So we can see here a faint pointing, right, the cholem right there for the E-Eloza. Now, when we first enunciated, we noticed that this was a little bit challenging right here. It's kind of a rare, it's a rare word, a rare expression, and we just do this as we just go through this and share this right here, and it gives us an opportunity to zoom in, right, to zoom in. Give us the opportunity right here to zoom in on an aspect of, you know, the scriptures, right, and this particular psalm here that sometimes in some season we don't have the opportunity to go into it verse by verse. Oh, this is beautiful here. Okay, so let's go to 108. We have Psalm 108 because it's from verse 6 in the King James Version, verse 8 in the Hebrew, that the remainder of Mizmor Samech, the remainder of Psalm 60, it occurs again as the second half of Psalm CVIII or Psalm 108, right? Psalm 108. So let's go to Psalm 108 right here, and let's look at the Nikudot, right, at the particular pointing right here. And this is where the King of Kings Bible and the Gutters, once we get to the basic correspondence of the roots, comes in very, very helpful. So right here, it says, Elohim diber b'kadisho, e-eloza. But in some of the later pointings, we notice as we did a post kind of production review, as we listened and then we heard and we zoomed in on that particular verse because it's that verse 8, right? So we have it here as verse 8. Let's just look at this because King James, sometimes there's a different point, there's a different numbering, slightly different because of superscription. So you'll probably find that as verse 7, right? Verse 7 in the KJV. So we see that the pointing, this word only occurs 2 times. Eh, Eloza. So more better enunciation. E Eloza. E Eloza. E Eloza. I will rejoice. E Eloza. E Eloza. From Allahs. Allahs. Right? We have the Allahs. Allahs. Right? So here. Just bringing that out. Just need to clarify this. So we have Elohim speaking. Bekadisho. He made a yay, and amen, amen. He made a promise. And Hailahim's promise and the guarantee of that promise, that yay and that amen of Hailahim, of Ha-Elohim, being his attribute of Yahweh, Yahweh HaKadosh, Baruch Hu Hashem, is his attribute of holiness, Kedusha. In the Hebrew, Kedusha, corresponding to the Kedisina Bamarinya. But we have Kedusha. So this promise and his promise, when it says he spoke in his set apartness, Elohim diber b'kadsho, he made a yay and an amen, a promise and the guarantee of Hailahim's promise being his attribute of Kedusha, right? Kedusha. So we have b'kadsho, his holiness, right, and his set apartness. And his holiness, his set apartness, his islandness, his separateness, this rules out any possibility of the pledge remaining unfulfilled. Of the yay and amen, right, and the pledge of that yay and the amen remaining unfulfilled. There is no possibility that's ruled out. Why? Because of Kadisho, his holiness, big Kadisho, because Elohim diber, he spoke. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with Hailahim, and the Word was Hailahim. Elsewhere, Ha'el, the Almighty, Hailahim is said to swear, right, to seven himself, to swear by his holiness, big Kadisho, in his set apartness. We have Psalm 89, verse 36, right? So let's go to Psalm 89, right? Psalm 89, verse 36. Here we're looking at the Sefer Tehillim. So scroll, right? Maybe different in the KJV by one verse. So here we have verse 36, no doubt in the King James Version, which you don't have open before us, be verse 35, the one that reads, "Once have I sworn by my holiness, my set apartness, right? Achat, nisha ba'iti, viv, Kadshi, the Kadshi, Achat, once, Nishbaiti, I have sworn, Shaba, sevented myself, Vikadshi, my Vikadshi, in my holiness. Surely I will not be false to David, Im le David, Achazev, Im le David, Akazev, Im le David, Akazev. Once I have sworn, Nishpaeti, achat nishpaeti, bikadishi. So once I have sworn, how did he swear? How did he seven himself? Once and for all time, achat, right? Sworn, right? Sworn, even in Psalm 89, there's the fourth verse, right? Hebraically here, the fourth verse where it says, this is corresponding to the third verse in the KJV, I have made a covenant with my chosen, right? Karati yabrita livachiri, with my bechiri, v'chiri, with my bechiri, right, my bechar, with my chosen, li v'chiri, my karati, I cut, berit, a covenant, li v'chiri, with my chosen, nishba'iti, I have sworn, I have sevened myself, li David, avdi, li dawi, to David, abdi, right, my servant, my abad. So here also, once again, Hailahim's covenant with David, HaMelech, with Negus David, King David, is the principal motif of many of the Psalms, like Psalm 89, right? So the psalmist reproduces the summary. So we get the summary of the yea and the amen that Ha'el, the almighty power, Hailahim, had made to HaMelech, to the king, to the Negus, early in his reign, according to 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel, chapter 7. So once again, bringing us right here to these verses right here that are reproduced from today's Mizmor Samech, Psalm 60. In the Hebrew is verse 8. In the KJV, corresponding to verse 6. Right? Elohim has spoken in his set apartness. Elohim diber bikadisho in his holiness. And the other psalm, the Kadishi is him speaking in my Kadishi, my holiness. He is speaking of Hailahim. Elohim diber b'kadisho, e eloza. So here zooming in on the expression of I will rejoice, e eloza. Although some might point as e eloza, and we had said e elza,
e-elza, right? E-elza, but the fuller expression of it, e-eloza, e-eloza, e-eloza. I will exalt, rejoice, also a sense of triumph. As we brought out, the sense of this here is to jump, right? The primitive, the Eso-Semitic, Etho-Shemitic root is to jump for joy. That's exalt from the Allahs, Allahs, the H5937, Allahs. That is to say, when jumping for joy is exalt, exalting, exalting, right? To be joyful, to rejoice, the sense of triumphing. Elohim dibera bekadisho, e-eloza, e-eloza. Not that I would, but that I will, right? I will. He made this yay, yay, amen, amen. And in Amos 4 and 2, this sense also is brought out concerning the holiness, the set apartness, that I would exalt, right? I will rejoice. The translation understands the I to be Dawid, HaMelech. That is, there's nothing that corresponds in the Hebrew, in that sense, some translations that I would exalt. KJV has, I will rejoice. Right? I will rejoice. So better, I will exalt. I will rejoice. I will divide. As it moves further to the next part of the verse, even right here, 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 we have a halka, shechem. I will divide Shechem. So the operative words, e-eloza, I will rejoice, I will exalt, I will jump for joy to exalt. E-eloza, achalka, I will divide Shechem, Shechem. I will divide Shechem in the Hebrew is the back, the shoulder, Shechem. It can also have a sense of a burden, bring out a sense of the burden. The place of burdens is the neck and the shoulders, the Shechem. Shechem, like the shoulder blade. I will divide the burden, the shoulder, the burden, and meet out and measure out the valley of Sukkot with a Mecca Sukkot. So we have Sukkot, Sukkot, tabernacles, booths, huts, pavilions. V'emeka Sukkot, Amadeid, Amadeid, Amadeid. Operative words here, Eloza, exalt. I will jump for joy, exaltate, exalting. Achalka, I will divide, Chalak, Achalka. And Amadeid, Amadeid, and I will meet out Madad, Madad, to measure, to stretch, to extend, to continue, to measure off. The sense can be like to stretch, right? In the hitopolel sense, to extend oneself, to stretch oneself, to stretch by implications, to measure, as if by stretching a line. In the figure, right? In the figure of speech, the spirit of it is to be extended. So we have this word madad, right? Even in the verb sense right here, we have it as amadeid, amadeid. So three operative words in this one verse. We have e-eloza, to jump for joy, to exalt, to triumph. Achalka, achalka, to divide or to portion, right? To portion out, which is divide from halak, to divide, to divide a shear, right? Divide the plunder, to allot to one, right? To apportion, to assign. That's a sense to assign, like the inheritance sense, right? To separate, to portion, to apportion out, right? I will portion out the Shechem, the shoulder, the back, the place of the burden, dividing the burden, and to measure out, to extend out the Emek Sukkot, right? The valley, the Emek, the Emek. Emek is like a lowland, a vale, a valley, a lowland, like an open country, but a lowland, like a broadly, like a depression, right? You know, when we look at the geography, right? So here, 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 today's daily psalm right here, I will exalt, I will divide. E-eloza, e-chalka, e-eloza, e-chalka. The subject being ha-el, ha-ilahim. So in this sense, the verse continues the poet's and I and I's reflection upon the past. Here, he and I and I and we recalling the time, the Iowa, when ha-el, ha-il, Hailahim was Yasharala, Yisrael's ally in the conquest of the Kanaanu Anu, the Africanite land, picturing him, Hailahim, as the leader of the Tzava, the Tzavaot, Yahuwah Tzavaot, Jehovah, he who be who he be of armies, of hosts, who, he who be who he be, who assured, I assured, Ha'am, Jah people, victory, Yeshua and Yeshuot, telling them that I will exalt E-Eloza, in the overthrow of the enemy, a chalka, and apportion his land to you, to y'all. Shechem, Shechem, representing the territory west of the Yarden, and Sukkot, Sukkot, booth, tabernacles, huts, the land on the east side. So right here, 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 a little review right here on today's daily psalm, zooming in on this particular verse, even as it appears again as the second half, this not verse, but this remainder of the psalm,
right, from this verse. On the KJV, verse 6, remainder of the psalm, again in Psalm 108, reading the Hebrew, Sefer Tehillim, it will be verse 8. Verse 8 and the fulfillment from Elohim spoke in his holiness, Elozah, Achalka, Shechem, that I would divide Shechem, Ve'emeka, Sukkot, Amadeid, and meet out and measure out, stretch out as if drawing by line, extending the valley, it is of Sukkot, right? Sukkot, tabernacles, booths, huts, in gathering, reason for the season. Shalom, Chabarim, Talmudi, 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 Talmudi,